Starmie, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast, downloading it.
It's because of you.
Downloading on the internet.
Nope. This podcast wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for Bear Canyon CrossFit.
That's right. We want to thank all of the fine people that work over there and for helping us out with not only our podcast, but our fitness.
Yeah, and not only our fitness, but the next generations as well.
Yeah, maybe you got kids. Well, now you can enroll your kids into Bear Canyon CrossFit. You can get them to lose weight. You can get them to do better in school because guess what? They're in better shape.
Yeah.
They're healthier.
Mm-hmm.
They're better human beings.
It teaches great physical training. It's not too much. Again, it's a kid's class, but it also teaches great mental and physical discipline, which can help out a kid
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah. Ages 5 through 12, it's every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. On Saturday, they have an 11 a.m. CrossFit Kids advanced only class. So get them signed up.
Go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
What day is this?
It's Wednesday.
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
Hello.
Well, you knew me.
Who's this?
I can't say.
What?
Are you a magician?
Let me ask you something real quick. Are you stupid?
No. Well, he can't be stupid.
Because you're about to be.
Oh.
Wait, that doesn't even make any sense.
Sir, what?
I'm about to take you to the school of hard knocks.
Oh,
you go flung.
Sir, what? Sir, why were you wearing handcuffs?
I'm a magician.
Well, you could have just said that at the get-go.
These guys are hilarious. They do so much funny stuff.
Hilarious. Hello. It's funny, believe me.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Shut up.
What?
He's mean. Magician's crazy.
I've never met a magician that talks like that. Why is there
why is he? He's got a.
That's why they call me the mean magician.
Okay.
The mean magician.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's my name.
Hello.
The mean magician.
Watch this magic trick.
Hello.
What? He just. Wow. He disappeared.
So how are you Wednesday?
Sorry, I'm having trouble waking up.
It's Wednesday, everybody.
Wednesday.
Begin the radio show.
Showtime.
Is it true? Is this real life?
Or is it just fantasy?
Oh. But Steve-O?
Yeah, oh! Yeah, we're here.
Tao?
Hey.
Yeah!
We made it.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea how lonely I was.
No, we do. We had people telling us.
I was so bored and lonely. It was awful. Oh. So excited to have you guys back from New York City. I can't wait to hear all the stories. So many. You guys are so tired this morning.
We were gone so long that I should have written stuff down because I've already forgotten everything.
I got lots of stories.
You guys took...
I can tell you three.
Like five different cameras with you. You could have videoed everything.
We did.
You did?
Yeah, it's all on the camera with the...
Oh, we have to go through all that.
I got sit-down interviews with the entire cast and the writer and producer of Outsiders.
No way! Oh, my God.
So I got some good stuff.
You got to meet Opie?
I did. Got to hang out with him a little bit, yeah.
What's his real name? I have no idea.
Ryan Hurst.
Okay. He's Opie.
I hung out with John Mayer.
No
Dude,
way.
Dude, okay. Okay. Real life story, you know how much I love Alicia Keys, right?
Love her.
Oh. The second to last night we were there.
You ran into Alicia Keys?
There was.
Opposite.
We were like, what do you want to do? We've been kind of going hard all day, you know, with Comic-Con and life and everything. So it was like, let's just stay. We stayed in and played a board game. The one night we decided not to go out.
Just to chill.
Just chill. Let's stay and hang out. Surprise free concert in Times Square with Alicia Keys. She brought out Jay-Z, Nas,
oh my gosh,
and John Mayer.
Yeah.
Free
you gotta
concert
be kidding me.
In Times Square.
No!
I wanted to cry.
We were kicking ourselves. That would have been fun. But we had a good time.
But that's New York City. It just happens.
Ugh.
Like wherever you go. Oh. Yeah.
New York is so beautiful.
Got to hang out with Carl.
Beautiful.
I know. That's what
Dave
said.
Got to hang out with David.
So, yeah, Carl and David are booking agents. They call in with all of our celebrities.
We went to the CBS studios. Got to go to the radio studios.
So jealous.
Tour around there.
Mm.
That's phenomenal. What I'm going to have to do is go back through my photos and go, oh, yeah, this. Saw Theo Rossi for a bit.
Yeah.
You guys were there for a week.
A week. That's what I'm saying.
It's a long time.
Most time I've ever been in New York.
Gosh. Most time I've ever been away from my family.
I don't think I'd like to do that again.
Really?
Not that long. It was so long. So not in New York. I don't mind being gone that long.
Was it because of all the people or
it's just
is it claustrophobic there?
No, not like that. Yeah. It's just a different world.
Mm-hmm.
It's it's a different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they live a different way than we do.
Mm.
Oh, them.
The subways and the trains.
Oh, I loved all of that.
The taxi cabs.
That stuff's fun.
I was pretty proud of myself, I'm not going to lie, because I felt accomplished with the subway system.
Mm-hmm. Country boy hitting the city?
Yeah.
How was Brooklyn?
Well, I mean.
Brooklyn is alive, bro.
Brooklyn is incredible, yeah.
Did you get to see the barbershop where Luke Cage... used to work?
We did go to Harlem. What's it
Paradise.
Called? Harlem Paradise.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's completely different.
Oh.
I mean, the outside, it's like it's just a venue, you know. So the inside wasn't the same.
Luke Cage, not for children.
Yeah, not for children.
Yeah, don't ever watch it, guys. It's horrible and dreadful. But we did get to meet a couple cast members from it. So, Theo Rossi was there, and the dude that plays Diamondback got to meet him.
Good.
And we were there so long that the first day we were there, we met Dan Slott, the writer of Spider-Man. Okay.
Wow.
That was cool.
Kind of a big deal. By the third day, he was walking up to us to say hi.
I told Dex, like, he probably thinks we were following him.
That's
he just kept running into him.
Because we kept running into him. And it was just like, hey, guys. We're like, hey, how are things?
We made some friends at Marvel.
Yeah.
Which
we
was
really did.
Like, that's cool.
Yeah, no kidding.
Our boy Bill.
Yeah. Shout out to Bill. He lives in Chicago.
Bill Peterson?
Nope.
Yeah.
So made some really good friends out there.
Good.
Some lifer friends. And of course, it wouldn't have been a trip without the Thigpen. So Brando and our girl Claire.
Beautiful.
There was one major disappointment from Comic-Con. We were like, we're going to go to the Batman panel to learn about Batman comics. But because not only do they have like all these things, you know, whatever, they have panels constantly. And it's where, like, if there's a TV show, the actors from the TV show will sit on stage and they'll talk about stuff. There'll be a moderator, you know, and then and then they'll do a Q&A. So they do that with comic books, too. So we went to the Batman one because we both read Batman for a while, and that was cool. And they kind of plot out the future for the next, you know, 6 months to a year of the comics and give you a little hint. They'll show panels of art, completed art from the comics.
Yep.
A lot of big news.
Get.
Yeah, a lot of big news will come out of these. So we went to the Batman panel, went to the Spider-Man panel.
We got to see Matt Ryan, who played Constantine on the TV show.
Yeah.
We sat in with him.
Oh, that's cool.
There's a new cartoon coming out called Justice League Dark, which... is like it feels like more mature. Like the Warner Brothers animation is kind of like the grown-up department, which kind of stinks because it's cartoons, so you'd think they were for kids, but they tackle like
they're not for kids,
adult type things, you know. So Jason O'Mara, who is the lead in Terra Nova, he was also in he's in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. now. He's the new director of S.H.I.E.L.D. He voices Batman. And so we sat in on a panel with those guys, and they actually showed us the first footage, because they haven't released a trailer, the first footage of the film. We got to hear from everybody. That was really cool, because Constantine's coming back as Constantine. So,
did you guys see any, did they debut any trailers?
This is the disappointment.
Yeah.
The one panel that we were intent on, it was like, and then on this day, we have to get here for this panel.
Was it John Wick?
No. That one was at Madison Square Garden, and it would have been just chaos to get over there. It was the Netflix panel.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were doing an Iron Fist thing. Mm. And we were like, okay, so here's how you do it. You had to get there and tap in to reserve your spot for the panel.
So you had to have,
you have your badge.
Mm. And then you have to go stand in another line.
And then tap in.
They tap your badge.
So this is when it opened. Comic-Con officially opens at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
I got an alert on my phone.
On the subway.
10:01.
I thought it was like 9:30.
No,
earlier?
No. It was the full alert. Like, we got to Comic-Con, we walked in, and I got an alert, and it said the Iron Fist Netflix panel is closed.
People had been standing in line, like, overnight.
Yeah.
And you guys didn't know anything about it?
Well, I mean, we had a plan. It was like, we're just going to go straight. We're going to do this.
Well, that was the go straight there. We'll stand in line for a few minutes. We'll get in.
We saw the Stranger Things panel. David Harbour, who plays Hopper, was there, and Millie Bobby Brown, who plays Eleven. They're talking about season two. So it was like, oh, none of these, quote, sold out. We should be fine. And apparently Netflix shows are awesome because Iron Fist was completely shut down the moment Comic-Con
officially
opened.
It's like 3,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Thousands. In this giant theater. Kind of reminds you of the Kiva Auditorium.
Yeah.
Very similar.
And then we found out from one of the workers, is like, they started tagging people at 9:30.
Yeah. So they let people basically who had been camped out in early, and so we didn't get in. Well, not only was it the entire cast of this new series that's coming out in 2017, but then they officially united all of the Defenders on stage. So Daredevil, so Charlie Cox, Mike Coulter, who plays Luke Cage, Kristen Ritter, who plays Jessica Jones, and then what's his name, Finn Jones, who plays Iron Fist, all on stage together. And as if that wasn't enough, then they revealed the villain for their combined TV show called Defenders, and Sigourney Weaver walked out on stage.
Sigourney Weaver.
When I saw Instagram posted, you know, all the pictures of that, and I sent you guys the picture thinking, oh man, I bet you they probably got to see all this like unfold. Nope. And
that was the disappointment. That was the one that it was like, man.
I know. But that's okay. It was amazing. Yeah. We had a good time.
Still had a blast.
Learned a lot, so next year is going to be a whole lot better.
You know what? We really did. We learned not only just about Comic-Con, but New York in general. Like how to do things, where to go, where not to go. Yeah. Mm. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. So, but it is pretty crazy. I would say I sway more towards Teo now as far as like living there constantly. Because it's very expensive. It's a different culture. If I heard one more horn honk, I was going to freak out.
Really?
I'm not good with rude people. And everyone is so rude, you know? Yeah. Like, by the end of the week, you just feel, like, gross.
See, I don't know. I don't think they're... Because this is what I was... I was expecting everybody to be mean.
Right.
I don't think the horn honk stuff there, it's not rude.
It's not rude
to them.
That's
just the common language.
Yeah.
It's like here in Albuquerque... With, I guess, violence. It's like the common language, you know. But everybody in New York, it's like they're honking to show
that they're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a billion people there.
Everybody's got to get somewhere.
You have to make sure that you are, like, people know that you're there because you're just going to get, like, hit.
Yeah.
The thing that surprised me the most, that I was pleasantly surprised about, and even talked about it with our boy Carl and David Levins, who we got to hang out with, everybody in New York was actually very nice.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody was super cordial. Like, if you were walking and you dropped something, everybody around you would go, oh, hey.
Oh, wow.
And they would help you pick it up.
I always heard it was the opposite.
I know. And it's completely not. It is totally like everybody there is super. There's a different, especially when we went to Freedom Tower. There's a very, very, like, you can feel a spirit of camaraderie and unity just around the monument, you know, where people, everybody's there and everybody's like, yeah, this was one of the worst moments in our history.
Yeah.
And we're rocking.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to keep on going. So that, I was pleasantly surprised about that. Yeah. We didn't have any weird interactions with
weirdos.
Nobody
got mugged.
Yeah, nobody got mugged. Like, I felt safe the entire time.
That's cool.
Yeah. And not even in, like, the clean parts of town. Just in, like, normal Brooklyn where there are dead rats in the road and cars have run over them. Saw a lot of rats. That was kind of crazy.
A lot of rats.
Like big,
ginormous rats.
Like Splinter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yep. Dude, seriously. Yeah. Like, you'll just be walking and it'll just like, and just run in front of you and then sit there and stare at you for a minute. And you're like, ah! It's the size of Vader.
It's our gopher. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. But way more common because we saw them everywhere.
That's
big,
hilarious.
Big rats.
Wow.
So,
well, the live line's open, 585 live. That's where you can text into the show. Steve-O and Taylor are back. Maybe you want to ask them some questions about the Comic-Con experience or just New York in general. Text them in on the live line. Guys, it was so boring. Now I can't rely on anybody to come in and do the show with me anymore.
That stinks, man.
What happened?
I feel that.
I don't know. I have no idea. It's just I mean, last week, Thursday, I had Buck on. Tam was here.
That's cool.
And, yeah, that was fun. And then Friday, Buck canceled. Ricky was supposed to come in. He canceled. And, you know, Tam, she wasn't coming in on Friday.
She didn't show up.
And then Monday, nobody came in. And yesterday, nobody came in.
Oh, dang, dude. But wasn't yesterday New Music Tuesday?
Yeah, I did New Music Tuesday by myself.
Oh my gosh.
Did the information I provided help you?
Yes, it did.
Okay, good.
It was great. He did a great job with that. But I just pretty much played some best moments and hung out.
Yeah, I kept getting, like, people would say, are you guys back?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all I could do. So, and then nothing happened here in Albuquerque. Balloon Fiesta wrapped up on Sunday. And there was a couple days that got rained out.
Yeah.
No more accidents, though, which is good.
Right. Don and Johnny were going to go, and it got rained out.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer.
Yeah. Creepy clowns are invading our city.
Heard about it.
So we'll talk about that this morning.
Beautiful.
Did you guys get to watch the debate?
Oh, yeah.
At all? Good.
Oh, that's what we did instead.
Yeah.
We were at home playing a board game, watching the debate, and then it was like, wait, Alicia Keys just played a free show? We could have gone to that instead.
I said, we made a huge mistake.
We did, because man, oh man. That's one thing that wasn't different.
Steve-O looked at me and I said, Steve-O, we needed to watch the debate. And he said, you should be in jail.
The debate. You know, really, the biggest thing about the second debate was Ken Bone.
Yeah, dude. Right.
Yeah, we're talking viral phenomenon.
Oh my gosh, he's my favorite. I love Ken Bone. And if you don't know who Ken Bone is, he's the guy that was wearing the red sweater. I'm going to debut a Ken Bone song this morning.
Oh, wow.
YouTube has just gone crazy over
Ken
this
Bone in Harmony?
Oh, yes. Yes. Someone needs to do that.
Check this out. My favorite moment of the debate. That last question,
yeah,
where the guy asked him to say something nice about the other person, that was like,
yeah,
that was legit. I thought that was cool.
He did good.
So we'll talk a little bit about that, and a lot of people are wanting our opinions. I mean, we can't endorse anybody.
What's there to say? If you watched it, you saw two people fighting it out. I don't think either one won. I don't think either one lost. I don't think anybody shifted anything. So that's the opinion. I don't see anybody watching that and going, you know what? I was going with this person, but now I'm definitely going with this person.
Yeah.
Like, nobody says anything.
Yeah.
They just bicker back and forth.
Well, a lot of people didn't even watch.
Yeah.
Ratings were...
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Football was the king. I mean, more people decided, I'm just going to watch football.
Good. Good. Yeah.
For me, I was sitting there eating popcorn, just enjoying every minute of it, because for some reason, I'm a sick, twisted individual. I'm things like that.
You love that popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Popcorn.
It is interesting.
So, yeah, we got. I've pretty much planned a show every morning that you were gone, so I've just been stacking up everything.
Awesome.
Today's
show is going to change your life, my friend.
Yeah, it might. Yeah, I'm excited you guys are back. I'm glad things went well, and sorry they didn't go as planned, you know, as far as getting
that's
to
how things happen.
Meet a lot of the guys you wanted to meet, but
I mean, it was cool. We were in panels.
Experience.
We met a lot of people. I'm telling you, if not just for the hanging out and connecting alone, like the writer of Superman says, here's my email address. Hit me up. I'd love to be on your show.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So we made so many contacts. Did I mention the writer of Spider-Man by the third day was like our friend? You know what I mean? It was just like, because you get there and we have to tell the story of the Spider-Man panel.
Yeah.
Because I'm a journalist,
quote unquote,
and I had a question. So I have to share the experience of sitting in on the Spider-Man panel.
Beautiful. I can't wait to hear it.
It's beautiful.
Well, it is a Wednesday morning. We're live. Steve-O and Teo are back.
Teo!
585 Live. You can text us or call us at 338-3700. When we come back, we'll check the roads. We'll do some headlines. We'll be right back.
Today.
If you have a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphone, the company says turn it off, leave it off, even the replacements, because the batteries can overheat, catch fire, and explode.
Hillary Clinton is campaigning in Florida.
Hillary Clinton has long said that she won't raise taxes on the middle class, but she hasn't talked much about tax breaks for the middle class. That's what this proposal is all about. She wants to double the child tax credit for families with young children. She wants to make a larger share of it refundable, and she also wants to expand refundable tax relief for low-income workers who don't have children.
Days after Moscow blocked a U.N. Security Council resolution pushed by France to stop the civil warring in Syria, Russia's president is pulling out of a plan to visit Paris.
Boston University researchers say Coke and Pepsi have donated to 96 organizations aimed at fighting the obesity epidemic. But in the same four-year period, the companies also fought to defeat 29 public health bills aimed at reducing soda consumption. That suggests Coke and Pepsi will also dispute the latest guidance from the WHO that the best way to fight global obesity and diabetes is a tax on sugary drinks.
I haven't been drinking, I can't say that I haven't been drinking soda, but it's pretty rare that I pick up a soda pop.
Nice.
And I had one last night, and it actually did taste kind of gross. Oh. It was, my taste buds are changing.
Yes, they are.
I'm getting to a new level of this lifestyle. I'm on, like, level two.
Beautiful. Beautiful lifestyle.
6:34, good morning.
Oh, yeah, I gotta do my job. High today is 78 degrees.
Traffic! Oh, man, I'm not seeing any accidents or incidents on the roads here in Albuquerque. So you guys be careful. That's a look at traffic. Traffic!
Teo and Steve-O are back. Oh, man. Lots and lots of stories to share throughout the morning from New York Comic Con. Walking around the concrete jungle.
Okay. Where dreams are made, oh.
You guys, I saw some of the video and photos of people dressed up.
Oh, dude.
There were some pretty cool costumes.
There were some intense, like crazy costumes.
People spent time.
Just to give you an idea, we walked up to this one kid who had a basic Spider-Man costume. It was a fantastic costume, but it's Spider-Man. So it's like tights and giant eyes. Sure. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like the elaborate ones we saw. And it was like, oh man, that is a fantastic Miles Morales Spider-Man costume. How much did you spend on that, teenager? And he looked us in his Spider-Man face and said, $800.
$800?
$800. And then I looked at him and I said, I've got to get your job.
Yeah.
Wow.
$800. And that was like super basic. There, we saw a Hulk costume that was about, what, 10 feet tall? Feet tall. So he was on stilts and just hulked out. We saw those were some of the more impressive ones. If they were walking around, like we saw a Lex Luthor costume that was unbelievable because it was him in his giant suit. And he stood about, you know, seven feet tall. Yeah.
That's cool.
Man. It was crazy, though. Like, I don't know if I need to save the story, but I've got a Spider-Man story.
Yeah, save it.
Okay.
Save it.
I'm telling you, I was not prepared for aspects of Comic-Con.
Man.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Well, we're looking at 27 days until the presidential election.
Oh.
And I think today's the last day you can vote in New Mexico.
What? Oh, like early vote?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, not vote. I mean, to get registered. My bad.
Oh, okay.
To get registered to vote is the last day today in New Mexico. So please get out there, get registered. We're looking at 19 days until Halloween.
Nice.
65 days until Star Wars Rogue One.
Ooh. Nice.
So many great things on the horizon, guys.
Yeah.
Oof.
Wait, did you say Doctor Strange?
No, I didn't put that down.
Doctor Strange is like a couple weeks from now.
Is it a couple weeks?
Which is probably why there was no Doctor Strange anything at Comic-Con.
Oh, goodness. That was sad. That was like a banner.
Yeah.
That was it.
No panel.
You did see the John Wick 2 trailer, right?
I haven't seen it yet.
Saw the Power Rangers trailer.
Gotta take a break.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Saw that about five times, along with 140,000 White Rangers and Green Rangers.
Hi-ya!
Wow.
Yeah. Lots of Power Rangers.
Yeah. This is weird, man.
Let's see. How old is your boy Kirk Cameron?
Oh, 42.
Kirk Cameron is 30. No, he's 45.
He's 46.
Oh.
How old is Hugh Jackman? He is Wolverine.
52.
50.
He's only 48.
Hey. Oh,
I thought he was in his 50s.
That's because he's been a character in the movies since
Wolverine.
What, 02? Mm-hmm. 01?
He been doing that Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Long time.
Feels like it. Feels like
the claws are out.
And it's time for the news.
This news is dedicated to our boy Brandon Thigpen and our girl Claire Thigpen, because they let us stay with them.
Aw, guys had a great time, I heard.
We did.
Almost didn't come home.
Got another story
almost
here.
Almost got off the plane.
Pointing towards the fact that Tim Tebow is not a human, but an angel. When Tim Tebow revealed that God's will was in fact for him to play minor league baseball and not football, which we all figured out together, it was unclear why. But it looks like things are starting to make a little more sense. And no, it has nothing to do with him showing any talent as a baseball player, which apparently he has. But we have a clip here.
Tebow's playing for the Scottsdale Scorpions. Today was his debut at Camelback Ranch out in Glendale. And while his efforts on the field didn't exactly light up the stadium, what happened after the game sure has a lot of fans talking.
From football to baseball and now miracle worker?
I just think one of the awesome things.
Just moments after being heckled in front of reporters following his Arizona Fall League debut, number 15 jumping into action to save a fan. The man down from an apparent seizure, Tebow leans over to say a prayer. Witnesses say moments later the man jolts up, firefighters still at his side.
Some guy had a seizure. He runs over there, lays his hands on this guy, and he comes out of it.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Tebow, everybody. I mean,
that Tebow prayer is powerful. Okay. You guys seen it? That kneel thing he
did?
Does?
He actually, yeah. Tebow?
It's like the Christian dap.
It is.
He's throwing those bows and people are getting healed.
Man, but I will say, that's one phenomenal, because it shows character instantaneously.
Yeah.
If something happens and any human rushes to the aid of someone, as Taya was saying about New York, that's one thing that you note is if somebody dropped something, people weren't like looking the other way or just trying to walk by to get around you. People cared. Like, they would stop and make sure everything was okay. And that shows the character of a place. I got home and just here already, it's like,
no.
Yeah.
But you know
Come
what?
Come on, Albuquerque.
You
we
know
can
what
do
changes
better.
It? A good attitude.
Amen.
I bet you it's so slow. When you got home, I bet you going from such a fast-paced world and then coming back here, it's got to be
slow motion. I already saw New York driving come out last night in me. For real. Because I landed and Teo landed like right after I did. And my car was parked at like the long-term like airport parking place or whatever. And so he had checked bags and I didn't have any. So I ran to go get the car and then come back to pick him up. And when I was driving back around the loop, everybody was just like congregating in a certain area. It was just congested, but nobody was going. Nobody was doing anything. And I just went like around everybody.
I thought you started like honking your horn.
No, dude. If I had gotten trapped, I might have. But like, yeah.
Oh, man.
It's definitely a different world because it is so fast paced. But I've got that Disneyland stroll going on, so I walk pretty fast.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it.
You can take the country out, but you can't take the city.
Huh?
That didn't make
sense. The city just is inside you now.
Okay.
You
people who take a lot of selfies are more likely to be lonely and self-centered. Let's hear more. You're not going to believe it, but people who post a lot of selfies on social media are probably self-centered. Did you? What?
Come on. Come on.
Yeah, we know that's not really shocking, but a new study out of Thailand found people who take and post a lot of selfies are more likely to be vain.
What?
Attention-seeking, full of anxiety, and lonely. lonelier than other people.
It's because they're in their head a lot.
Mm. On the bright side, the study found that some other studies that have found a link between people who post selfies and mental illness are probably wrong.
Oh.
They're just vain and lonely, like everybody, which is much better, all things considered.
Wow. So if you see a friend post a bunch of selfies this week, tell them you love them, hug their neck.
Just hug that neck. Just hug it.
Just hug that neck.
Draw it in close. Just draw it in.
Just draw. Wait, what?
Just draw it in close to you.
Just bring it. Bring it in.
Come on.
Bring it in.
Just come here, buddy. Just put your neck right. Just nestle it in right here.
Four.
There you go, Steve-O. Just nestle in. Tao, you get the other side.
Seven.
There we go.
Okay, Steve-O, you posted 7 selfies while we were in New York.
What?
I don't know, man. It's
7?
It's quite a few. Fail!
I'm going to count how many I posted. 1.
Oof.
Well, I mean, I just...
And mine's in a group of people.
But what if mine are in a group of people?
But you're in the forefront there.
I mean...
Featured character.
Hey, you know what? Everybody's doing
it. Hey, just reach over there and hug his neck.
I got you. Come here.
That's don't a good hug.
Come here.
No, sweet don't hug me. No.
You smell like New York.
Well, get away.
Is this what New York smells
yeah,
like?
Yeah, it's like dead rats and trash.
Oh, man. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. And curry.
Ooh.
Yeah. And yes. Yeah, that's it. That is it.
Okay.
You just summed it all up.
Let's do some random facts because today is Wednesday and we got to get to it.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah!
Wow. All I ask is that you put a fax machine sign. Why is there no fax machine sign?
I'll do it tomorrow. I'm sorry.
It's okay. The phrase keeping up with the Joneses, which is actually a movie coming out too, is based on an actual real family with the last name Jones. They built a huge mansion in Rhinebeck, New York in the mid-1800s, and other rich families in the area remodeled their homes to try to match them.
Wow.
They were actually trying to keep up with the Joneses. There are only 37 aircraft carriers active around the world right now. They belong to 12 different navies. 10 of the 37 aircraft carriers are American. Drowning in cold water gives you a better chance of survival than warm water.
Oh.
The cold water slows your heartbeat and gives you up to an hour to be resuscitated. In warm water, you're basically done in 6 minutes or less.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just let's remember that, guys.
And throwing down, like doubling down, quadrupling down on the cold shower.
Yeah.
Dude, it was. That's what got me through New York.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
He would.
Because I got a cold. We were touching the subway, and it turned into the winter time while we were there, and all these crazy things.
Ugh.
And I would take a cold shower and be like, oh, yeah!
Yes!
Okay. There used to be a Guinness World Record for the most prolific cannibal. It was a tribal chief from Fiji in the 1800s named Ratu Uda Ula, who ate between 872 and 999 people. We're not sure. But needless to say, they took that one out.
That's a lot of people.
And that, my friends, is your random facts for today.
Oh, good.
Also, the computer is flipping out right now. Look at that thing.
Still doing it. Still.
What is that?
Gosh, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fatal error right there.
Did you get some tips and tricks while we were gone?
I did. Yeah. I got a reboot, and I have to send this file to engineers
in Timbuktu.
Dumbledon, Colorado.
Dumbledon, Colorado. Beautiful, beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
While we were gone, this was a big announcement that happened. Forrest Whitaker has joined the cast of Marvel's Black Panther movie.
Whoa!
This movie is going to be directed by Ryan Coogler, who did the recent Creed, the Rocky reboot tie-in thing, which was excellent.
Did you watch it? You did? Finally?
I've got a story to tell you, my friend, about my trying to view Creed experience.
Oh.
Delta.
Oh, we got to talk. See, okay. I've been gone so long, I've already forgotten things. So
I'm
going to
write
stories.
It down right now.
Yeah, write it down.
So anyway, yeah, Forrest Whitaker has joined the cast of Marvel's Black Panther, which stars Chadwick Boseman. They've been announcing cast members for this Bozeman plays T'Challa, the prince of the African nation of Wakanda, who must take over the throne after his father's murder, which happened in Captain America Civil War. This movie comes out February 16th, 2018.
Oh.
So not next year, but the year after. And that's a big deal that they got Forrest Whitaker, because he's a big time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's a big time actor there, Mr. Shaw. Oh, my goodness. Another big announcement at Comic-Con, which we talked about earlier. We did not get to see it because they were letting people in earlier than they said they would. At Comic-Con this weekend, Sigourney Weaver was announced as a villain for the upcoming Netflix show, The Defenders. It's another Marvel series. It teams up Daredevil, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones.
Man. Yeah. Dude. So it's like this is the Avengers for DC.
No, it's still Marvel.
Gosh.
Oh.
The Avengers for DC would be the Justice League.
So it's the Marvels for the DCs.
Sure. Okay. That's closer. I'm going to give you that one.
Okay. I'm getting this stuff, guys.
You're getting it. You're doing it.
Starting to understand how it all
works. You should have come with us.
Well, I tried.
Oh, man.
I was kind of broke, you know, when I decided I needed to go.
Well, I'm kind of broke now.
Yeah. Definitely.
I didn't even go, and I'm still broke. I don't know what happened. It's bad.
Okay.
Can I borrow $5?
Sure.
No.
You know what? Instead of me giving you money, let's go over five ways to relax in 30 seconds.
Okay?
Because you get a little stressed. You're out there. You're in New York. And they're like, hey, we're going to go here. It's cheap, I swear. And then you walk in and you're like, it's not cheap!
Yeah, I think...
it's cheap for New York.
Steve-O did mention before you guys left that there were some pretty inexpensive places to eat.
There were. Yeah. Our boy,
but you guys still dropped
it. Was
a
kind
dime,
of our fault because our boy Thigpen would throw out options, and then we would always lean towards the. Well, that sounds really good. Oh,
plus, you eat to eat to eat. Like we would eat, and then we'd walk somewhere, and they'd be like, "I'm hungry."
Let me point this out. This person to our left, Dex, who can go days without eating here, and then we go to the gym, and we're like, "Did you eat? Are you? Is he okay? Yeah. Did he eat?" For some reason, that cat in New York could not stop eating.
His metabolism was his food.
There was one day where I was just hanging out with Brandon, and he was texting, and he was like, hey, are you guys hungry? And then we looked at it. It was like, we ate 2 hours ago.
That's a long time.
Yeah, but we ate a giant meal. A giant meal.
And that's saying a lot because Tao, he eats a lot.
I eat all the time.
But here's the difference. We ate a giant meal, and then Brandon and Tao went back to the apartment and started watching Luke Cage or another more wholesome show that isn't Luke Cage.
Can't recommend Luke Cage for children.
Talk about Luke Cage on this station. They were watching television, and I wanted to go to the Brooklyn Flea, so Claire took me to the Brooklyn Flea. So we walked around like the Manhattan Bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge.
What was that like? What was the...
Incredible.
Oh.
Probably my favorite.
Did you get me a gift? Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Of course.
It's not here right now.
It's not here. I actually really
did. That's okay.
Yeah, we really got you something, buddy.
That's okay.
No, hey. We really got you something. Shut your mouth. I'm on 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah, we got in so late. It was like
I didn't even unpack my suitcase.
Okay. I still have
these
most
are the
of
pants
the gifts.
I wore yesterday to the airport. These are my airport pants.
Is it a gift from the airport in Albuquerque?
Nope.
Because I've done that.
I can't wait till you get it because you better.
I got you this New Mexico shirt in New York,
dude. Okay. Anyways, so yeah, we walked around. And that really probably was my favorite time because all of a sudden we're like walking and there's the water and I'm like, oh, this is great. And then I look over and it's like, the Statue of Liberty!
Oh!
Like, just all, it was just like, oh yeah, there's the Statue of Liberty. You know what I mean?
But did you give me a shirt with Statue of Liberty on it?
No.
Oh,
he got you the Statue
of Liberty.
Man.
So that was the coolest, was just like walking around, and I'm a huge fan of water towers and bridges, and like the architecture there is just phenomenal. So
I saw a couple of those pictures.
So they were sitting at home letting all of the giant food settle, and we were walking around like a park, you know? I got hungry.
Yeah, you were burning that food.
Yeah.
Burning it.
So yeah, I definitely put down more food.
Steve-O has the metabolism of the Flash.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
You do.
Yeah. Just call me Barry.
Mm. Barry Allen.
Anyways, you're talking about five ways to relax in 30 seconds?
Let's do it. You ready? Because we have 30 seconds to cover it. Number one, laugh. Laugh. Studies have shown it releases tension. It reduces blood pressure. It can even lower your blood sugar levels. Laugh.
Just laugh, guys.
Number two, eat an orange. Anything else with vitamin C mostly means other types of fruit, blueberries, strawberries, things like that. Studies have found foods that are high in vitamin C can lower your blood pressure and just calm you down. Plus, they smell awesome. Go outside. This is number three. A recent study in Scotland found that being in nature helps you relax, even if it's just a tree-lined street. And a study in 2010 showed that walking around in fresh air can boost your mood in less than 5 minutes.
Yeah. I was talking to Becca, the trainer at the gym.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how people always complain when they get old. You know, that they're old.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to get old.
Yeah, you can just be young forever.
Because if you actually get up and just start moving around, especially when you start to get older in age.
Yeah.
That you can actually feel young again. The problem is the old people, you know,
out of move.
Yeah, they want to go home and just watch drink coffee and
a Netflix show
and just watch TV and read the news.
Maybe I'm getting
old. Got to get up, old people. Get up.
Get out of there.
Start walking.
Number four, rub on some rose oil.
Oh, I love
it. A recent study in Thailand found it lowers blood pressure and slows down your breathing. And it's not just because of the smell. It even worked with people who wore masks and they couldn't smell it. Rose oil. It's a magic oil. Like a snake oil. Mm. By the way, I have some snake oil I need to sell you guys. Okay. Cure for what ails you. Number five, last one. This is how to relax in 30 seconds. Walk into another room. A 2011 study at Notre Dame found that when you change your environment, your brain essentially resets itself. So if you're stressed about something, just get up. And walk into another room, see if it helps. If that doesn't help, go outside into nature. Mm-hmm. Maybe pick an orange. Eat that orange.
What was it besides an orange that has a ton of vitamin C that we talked about it, I think, a few weeks ago?
Strawberries, blueberries.
I know green chili is really high in vitamin C, but there was something else that surprised
us. I'm not going to eat any green chili.
No.
That's true.
All right. Simple ways to relax, guys.
Good morning, Starmy.
Huh?
Steve-O and Taylor are back.
Yeah!
From New York City. 585 Live, if you'd like to text into the show. We're live on this Wednesday. When we come back, more stories from New York. Ken Bone. You've heard the name. Ken Bone.
The hero of the election.
Uh-huh. I'm voting for Ken Bone. That's what I'm voting for.
There you go.
Lots to talk about on this Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Jack, Steve-O, and Taya.
I'm stretching myself up. Ah!
Ah! The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Steve-O, Taya, they're back in town.
Back.
I mean,
back and ready for more.
7:14, good morning.
High today of 78 degrees.
How are them roads out there?
Looking good so far. I'm not seeing any accidents or anything, but our internet's not necessarily working, so I'm not sure.
Good.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! 585 Live. 585-5483. Shoot us a text. How's your Wednesday going, Starmy? Love hearing from you guys out there. Big show today.
Huge.
Been saving a bunch of great stuff for this day right here. Right here. Because,
good.
You know, I've just been hanging out by myself for a week. And, you know, it's been pretty lonely.
You're okay.
Yeah, just meeting people left and right on campus that I, you know, never got the opportunity to meet yet. And it was fun.
Good.
Just did my own thing. Okay, I really didn't meet anybody. Yeah. I was really boring.
You're a blend-in man.
I know. I just, nobody knows I'm there when I show up.
It's okay, man.
Just okay. Blend right in.
Teo and I, fortunately, definitely did not blend in at Comic-Con. Mm. We stood out.
Yeah, if you don't dress up, then you kind of stick out like a sore thumb, huh?
Well, in many ways. Not only that, but we were press, and So we did one presser for The Outsiders, which is a show on WGN. Ryan Hurst stars in it. He was Opie on Sons of Anarchy.
Incredible show. It's really good.
Don't recommend it. You know, it truly is one of those phenomenal shows about family. They blend in some faith, but it's an interesting. I'm
but
really
it's not
looking
for kids,
forward.
Right?
No, well, no, it's on WGN.
It's pretty
defined for kids. Do you know what I mean? Like, why
would
you
let
want
Jack
your...
watch it?
But no,
he
but
wouldn't
why? He just would be bored. It's like, why would you do that to your kid?
I'm just saying because we get double checked on everything, and you said it was a family show, so I just wanted.
No,
to...
it's a show about a family.
Okay,
yeah,
yeah. I would definitely say it's for a mature audience, but yeah. It's not as bad as you're thinking it is. It's really not.
So we showed up and WGN. You know, prepared us, and it's only one person, you know, one reporter per outlet, this and that. It's going to be very quick. And I got nervous and seriously was like, Teo, I don't want to do this. And he's like, no. You're an interview guy. You should do this. You watch the show. You go do this.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So I'm in the hallway, like, waiting in this back area, and they finally started, like, you know, paneling or shoveling. Gosh, shuttling us all in to this little room, and there were three round tables with about seven chairs at each table, and then there was a backdrop, you know, like the Comic-Con mm-hmm. backdrop, and you had to check in, and people were checking in. It's like, oh, so-and-so from MTV, so-and-so from Marvel, so-and-so from Entertainment Weekly, you know, like, these are the outlets, and
yeah.
I'm like... Hi, I'm Steve O. Jeter from Star 88 FM in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey.
Did the record scratch and then everybody like look over?
Well, what was interesting was immediately somebody said, radio, cool. And so I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because apparently not a whole lot of radio cares about these things. And I'm like, why wouldn't you? It was like the New York Times was, you know what I mean? That's who was there. And... when you checked in, they give you your placard, and there was one guy in front of me who didn't have a placard, so they just like got a Sharpie and wrote out the name of his little blog or whatever he was there for, you know, and they handed it to him, and I was like, oh no. So of course I get up there and I'm like, Steve O. Jeter, Star 88 FM. And she goes, oh yeah, I did yours myself.
Oh, nice. You got a placard?
Boom! Oh! Pulls out the Star 88 FM placard, and I'm like, okay. And then they stuck me at the first table, which was like the big boy table with like MTV. And I was going, oh no. Because I was okay with it until I was sitting there and I was like, I'm a fake. I'm a fraud. You know, we've all had those times where we feel that way.
Why did you feel that way?
I don't belong here.
What?
I don't know.
Dude, you were better than all of them.
So we sit down and then the girl sitting next to me is like, I'm sorry, guys. I had an interview at 5 o'clock this morning with blah, 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 some actor, and he refused to come down. I was at his hotel, so I had to blah, 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 blah. And
there was was she from?
She was from, oh, I don't want to say, actually.
Okay.
But one of the bigger, more famouser outlets. And so I said, oh, cool, man, I'm from New Mexico. I just do a little morning show out there. You can grab our app, you know. And they were like, what? Radio? Oh, that means you like to talk, right? And I'm like, yeah. Oh, you're our best friend. Okay. Because yesterday at this panel and this one, like nobody knows what to say. Because most of these people.
They don't watch the show.
They don't watch the show. It's their job to cover it for whatever news outlet
they
have.
So they don't even want to be there.
They don't want to be there.
Are you kidding?
I was like the only dude in the room that was like, oh, I've seen the show and I actually enjoyed this.
Yeah, you're the fan. You're the only fan there.
And more so, like, fan of who they were, so I knew David Morse, who was in The Rock. I mean, he's been in everything.
You know everything
he's
about
the
everyone.
Dad, so I already knew these things. Like, it was so bad that when you got to the table, there was a sheet, which I brought home for you, my friend.
Oh, beautiful.
Of every actor's face that we were interviewing with their name so that you would know who you're talking to. Like, that. It was that.
That's cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I was like, wow, these people have no idea. And so... we would sit down and they'd go, you have 8 minutes with Kyle and Christina. And they'd come sit down at the table. And they sat me right next to the actors. And so people would just kind of stare at each other. And I'd just be like, all right, hey, man. You know, like,
yeah, you just did your thing.
The only other person that really talked was the guy from, I think, New York Times. He was from a paper. And so
were they writing down all your questions that you asked?
Well, they were writing stuff down. But like the second it started, all of a sudden, like four recorders slid across the table.
Yeah.
You know, like the cool old school little tape recorders. Like now that mostly they were digital, but they had, there were a couple that still had like the little tapes. And so I just slid my iPhone right up front and recorded it on the voice recorder.
Oh.
And the audio was great because I was sitting right next to him. So, and that was it. People were asking like season two and three words. Your character in three words. They were questions yeah. like that, and I'm going, this is terrible.
What was your favorite decade?
Dex. You gotta go next year.
I'll be there.
We gotta get I'll you in there for that.
So this is what I'm worried about. Man, Tao, Steve-O's gonna get discovered, and he's gonna go work for like MTV or Time or something.
Oh, actually, I gotta tell
you. He's gonna leave us.
He just got a text. Cards.
Man.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just
check
kidding.
This out. Here's the thing, though. This is my hope. Because of that experience, and because we made like, you know, friends with different people here and there in different departments, hopefully next year it'll get us a little bit more of a presence or a little more clout.
Especially if you guys are standing out as, you know,
it was
media
cool.
that is actual fans and know what you're talking about.
It right. was it, neat to, right. to say, oh, we work at an FM radio station. You would see people go, oh, wow, cool.
Because they don't see that very often.
No. Not at all.
And people like, were stoked on it.
Yeah, wow. It's normally like, well, I work for soandso.com or for this blog.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You know, just stuff like that. And then the people, did you tell them about like how they were saying like they had had all these interviews and all those people were so tired?
Yeah.
And you could tell they didn't want to be like one person, the Channing Tatum yeah. thing. Did you say
no,
that?
I didn't mention that.
Yeah. One guy that was interviewing the outsiders, the panel or whatever, he was saying, I wasted 4 hours for 5 minutes with Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Like he had to meet him at his hotel room and he had to wait for hours and hours.
Had
and then it was like
three different trains and he yeah. had this and he had a blah.
Like, how many questions can you do in 5 minutes? What, like maybe three or four good
right.
questions?
Yeah, it depends on how long
you
they
know?
Answer.
And then that's it.
But on the flip side, if they enjoy you, like Kyle, he was Kid Flash on Smallville. He's on this show, The Outsiders. And he said, yeah, this is crazy. I've never been to one of these before. And so it's interesting and blah, blah, blah. And like nobody's jumping on any of these things. So I said, wait, you've never been to a con before? You're Kid Flash on Smallville. How have you never yeah. been to a Comic-Con before? You know, and then we just got into the Flash, the new Flash, the movie, and people are like writing my questions.
See,
down.
That's what we need to do is need to look up, you know, when these Time or MTV writes the articles to see if your questions.
I know,
up.
Right? Yeah. So it was.
And then sue them.
And
cease and desist.
It was really cool, man. Because at first I was nervous, and then I'm not even Jesus juking. Truly, I believe God just like. His spirit took over because
that's cool.
All of a sudden I was the most confident person on the planet because it was like, oh, I do this for a living.
Right.
These people don't even want to be here.
Isn't that weird? I think all of us have been in that situation before. Where, you know, going in, you have that fear.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Oh, who
good
am I? I do a morning show
yeah.
in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're New York, where everything's, you know, larger
right.
in life. And
New York.
And man, it was a phenomenal experience because I realized, oh, okay, thank you, Lord. Thank you for putting me in a place where I could shine for you. Because inevitably, it would turn to, yeah, I do a morning show on a Christian station in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Christian?
Oh, well,
you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah.
yeah. And so, but it wasn't like a turnoff. It was intriguing.
What do you mean? Say that, and then they would want to know. Wait, why?
Are you talking like, about you? You asked. You were talking to the people.
The
bloggers and the writers, or the
everyone. Whether it was the actors, the other writers that we were around, everyone were interested because I'm wearing a T-shirt. I've got sleeves. I'm at New York Comic Con. I enjoy these things, but I'm a Christian and
wait,
I'm covering it for.
How do you have sleeves with
what?
A T-shirt?
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And. And so to be able to go, yeah, you got to check us out, Star 88 FM, you know.
Yeah.
And
you know what? I think if you listen to our show, Starmy, you've noticed, you know, we have a lot of celebrities that call in. Steve-O does a great job.
No, we all
bringing
do.
Up. Well,
it's all of us.
We bring up during the interview that we're Christians, and we always try to bring God into the conversation.
Absolutely.
And we've seen some incredible responses from the people that we've talked to.
Yeah.
And how many times in our life are we scared to, you know, tell people that we're a Christian or to bring up God in a conversation?
Coming up, I got to tell you the story about Ramon Perez. He is a phenomenal artist and writer, mm-hmm. and he's writing a new comic book coming out, and had a chance to talk to him a little bit about that at the Spider-Man panel, the idea of being a Christian and using different art mediums to... Yeah, awesome. Dude.
Good.
Good times.
Good. 585 Live. The live line is a little slow this morning. Everybody's tired, I guess.
Tired. I'm tired.
Everybody's been so excited for you guys to get back. Maybe they're just sitting there.
They're
just
taking, they're
listening.
Soaking it all in. Now they're thinking, oh, gosh, I forgot.
No way. People missed you guys. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
If you have a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphone, the company says turn it off, leave it off, even the replacements, because the batteries can overheat, catch fire, and explode.
Hillary Clinton is campaigning in Florida.
Hillary Clinton has long said that she won't raise taxes on the middle class, but she hasn't talked much about tax breaks for the middle class. That's what this proposal is all about. She wants to double the child tax credit for families with young children. She wants to make a larger share of it refundable, and she also wants to expand refundable tax relief for low-income workers who don't have children.
Days after Moscow blocked a UN Security Council resolution pushed by France to stop the civil war in Syria, Russia's president is pulling out of a plan to visit Paris.
Boston University researchers say Coke and Pepsi have donated to 96 organizations aimed at fighting the obesity epidemic. But in the same four-year period, the companies also fought to defeat 29 public health bills aimed at reducing soda consumption. That suggests Coke and Pepsi will also dispute the latest guidance from the WHO that the best way to fight global obesity and diabetes is a tax on sugary drinks.
Now the live line's blowing up. A lot of people saying, good morning, Missed Steve-O and Tao.
What?
Thanks for sharing your experience at New York Comic Con. A lot of people saying, we're just listening to the stories. Way to continue to represent Christ at New York City Comic Con. 585 Live, you can text into the show. 735, good morning.
High today of 78 degrees.
Road's looking good still.
Let's take a look. Got some stuff going on. I think it's just construction related. I'm not seeing any accidents, but typical morning time congestion here in the ABQ starting to stack up. 25 southbound off of Paseo, and then 40 eastbound off Unser and Coors. You're starting to see a little bit of a slowdown, not anything crazy. That's your look at traffic.
All right, before we jump into some more stories from New York Comic Con, the big thing buzzing, trending right now, is Ken Bone.
Ken Bone.
If you don't know who Ken Bone is, well, let's just refresh your memories, because at the second presidential debate, Ken Bone got up and asked a very important question, which I have no idea what he asked, but it was something about energy. It was, you know, I think everybody was kind of like, what is he talking about? But
he asked a question about energy policy.
Yeah, I think this is the question here.
What steps will your energy policy take to meet our energy needs while at the same time remaining environmentally friendly and minimizing job loss for fossil power plant workers?
So he's asking the question, and I remember watching, I was watching it live, and I was looking at Ken Bone going, this guy's great.
This guy is,
and everybody else was saying the same thing. He was wearing this bright red sweater.
Yeah,
you know who he reminded me of is Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Oh my
Kevin
gosh,
James.
Man.
I know SNL is just gonna have a field day with this guy on Saturday.
You
night.
Know who he looks like though? Seriously. Steve-O, look, he looks like the toy collector from
he does
from Toy
Whoa,
Story 2.
Dude,
he does. He looks just like him.
So, yeah, that's Ken Bone. Well, Ken Bone, he got to go on Jimmy Kimmel. In fact, the story about, you know, how he ended up wearing that outfit was so funny.
I had a really nice olive suit that I love a great deal, and my mother would have been very proud to see me wearing on television.
She would have.
But apparently I've gained about 30 pounds, and when I went to get in my car the morning of the debate, I split the seat of my pants all the way open.
Come on!
So the red sweater is plan B. I'm glad it worked out.
Oh, man.
I like how he says, apparently I've gained 30 pounds. Man. I don't know where that would happen. I haven't seen a mirror in 2 years.
Oh, my gosh. This guy, he is, the internet, of course. Oh, I love the internet.
The internet.
Guys. I just love the internet. Oh, someone created a beautiful song. Okay.
Number two comes after one. Both candidates having tons of fun, sharing laughs, having great time. Then he arrived like a lightning strike. I'm Kenneth Bone and I'm here to say I've got a question for you today. Something about energy sustainability, stopping the jobs from going overseas. Oh, Kenneth Bone, he's the man.
Oh, Ken Bone, you are a beautiful human being.
Oh, that is so great. Yep. They said, how do we end our song? Well, there's only one way to end it.
Now, he before he asked that question, he had like 5 followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
And after he had hundreds of thousands. He's probably in the millions now.
Oh, Ken Bone!
Oh, he's great, man.
Bone. Ken Bone, he's the man. Standing up tall to the big bones, man.
Gonna sing it all day. In fact, there's a hot new Halloween costume this year, and guess what it is?
Ken Bone.
You nailed it.
Okay,
guys, Ken Bone.
The sweater. Apparently, he was wearing an Izod sweater.
Yep.
Sold out.
Yep.
It's gone.
Completely sold out on Amazon.
Gosh.
Yep.
Dude, he needs to get endorsed by Izod.
Yeah. Oh, the tweets after he asked that question. Here's one. I want Ken Bone to wrap that beautiful red cable knit sweater of his around our divided nation.
Oh, okay.
Only his warmth can save us now.
Beauty.
he's great, man.
He's the man.
He is. He's the man. He's Ken
Bone. He's the man.
He's Ken Bone.
Dude, there's a hashtag Ken Bone for president.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. In a hilarious twist in America, Ken Bone is written in and is elected our next president.
Oh, gosh. Please,
Ken Bone. Having a hard time finding the original Ken Bone account.
Oh, so it's Ken Bone _18.
There it is.
What? Yeah. I can't remember which football player he likes, but the 18 stands for his favorite football player.
Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I don't think it's Peyton Manning.
He's got 13,600 followers now. That's pretty good, man. His pinned tweet is, who won the debate last night? Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Ken Bone. Ken Bone did.
Oh, Ken Bone.
Yeah. Ken Bone slice.
Here's another tweet. Ken Bone, power name. Oh. Power outfit. It is a power outfit.
Mm. There's hashtag Kenbone 2016, hashtag Kenbone facts. He's retweeting all these things about himself.
Yeah, he's kind of the new Chuck Norris. He's going to save our nation.
Beautiful.
His name's Kenbone.
Look, the official Kenbone starter kit.
Man.
It's that red sweater, a mustache, glasses, and a microphone.
Oh. There you go. All right. New York Comic Con.
Beautiful.
Steve and Teo sharing their experience with us. You've been wanting to share a story about the Spider-Man panel?
Okay. Here's the deal, bro. We got to go to many different places. We got to meet a bunch of different people, and it was really rad. One of the days, we decided we needed to take in some panels. We needed to do some coverage because we were doing interviews. We were running around. It was amazing, but also exhausting. Mm. Like, I need a vacation from that, quote, vacation. Because we worked hard.
I bet.
So we decided, hey, let's sit in a panel because we'll be sitting for like an hour and a half and we can, we'll record it, we'll get audio clips, we'll, you know. And we decided, of course, Spider-Man wins. It's Spider-Man. He's one of my favorites. He is Teo's absolute favorite. No one compares. And it was like, Nick Lowe, the Marvel editor over all the Spider-Man books, was the moderator. And then there was Dan Slott, who writes Spider-Man. Dennis Hopeless, who writes Spider-Woman. There was, trying to think who else was in there now.
Perez.
Yeah, Ramon Perez.
So was it mainly just about the comic book Spider-Man and not the movie that's coming out?
Not the movie that's coming out. This is legitimately like... So we didn't know what we were getting into.
Okay, so San Diego Comic-Con is the big one, and that's typically more of the movie push. But then New York Comic-Con is actually more of like the comic push.
So it's like, all right, guys, the next arc coming up is the Clone Conspiracy. You're going to be the first in the world to see these images. So here's some pages from upcoming Spider-Man books. We're going to tell you all. And usually, you know, it's like you got reporters in the front and they're taking notes so that like IGN and places like that can go back and start going, hey, breaking news.
Yeah.
This character is returning or this is happening or, you know.
Yeah. So you guys were losing your mind. You're like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, it was great. Well, I'm a huge fan of Guardians of the Galaxy. And before that, Nova, Rich Rider Nova, he's basically like a space cop. That's the easiest way I'm going to say it so that we don't have to.
Well, you saw the Nova Corps in Guardians of the Galaxy, the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The whole core of them.
So Nova's like this awesome space cop, huge fan. He died in the comic books with Guardians of the Galaxy, like saving the universe, blah, whatever. And in comic books, it's inevitably they're going to bring a character back. Sometimes they don't, actually. There are characters that die in comics and stay dead. Gwen Stacy. But then there are other characters that they've decided to bring Rich Rider back. And so I was fascinated by the idea because he mentioned this very un-Christ-like resurrection. And that's what Ramon Perez said. And then they open it up for questions and answers. And I'm thinking, man, I want to talk about this because it's this space epic. But he just mentioned something very real and the idea of telling, like, very human stories, and this guy's been, quote, dead for years, and he's going to come back, and he's got a mom, and he's got all this family, but his responsibilities are in space, and I wanted to know, like, as a writer, like, the motivations behind that. He mentioned Christ. I wanted to, you know, talk about, as a Christian, you know, the idea of resurrecting someone, like, what does that mean? Where do you draw from that if you are or if you're not a Christian? So I'm, like, prepared for this, like, question. And so I was like, I'm going to just stand up and go get in line because there was a line with the microphone. And I did.
How many people were in line for that?
How many people were ahead of me? Like, eight people maybe, Taylor?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a decent line.
And these were fans, or
these were everybody. So it could be a reporter. It could be a fan dressed up like
anybody
Spider-Man.
There. Yeah, cool.
anybody can ask a question. So I'm like, I'm going to get up there and I'm going to stand in line. And while I was standing in line, I started like writing out my question in note form so that it would be concise because I didn't want to take up too much time because they were talking about the human condition and human interaction and the idea of a cosmic character, but on a personal level. And all these things I'm drawn from thinking like, I'm going to have a great God question.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is going to be good. Non-Christ-like resurrection, he said. I want to talk about this, all these things. And then my brain died.
Oh, no.
Because, Teo, would you play the part of literally every other question?
Then we figured out, as much as a nerd I've always proclaimed or professed to be...
As much as we get crap for being nerds and talking about comic books...
There's a character on The Simpsons, comic book shop guy.
Oh, man.
Those are actual,
real human.
And this dude, I don't know...
Not just one.
No, but there was one guy that stuck out in particular to me. And he's an older guy. Like, he had to be our age and up.
Oh, and up.
And he comes up and he goes like, hi. Yes, my question involves spider totems. In the series, blah, 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 I was blah, 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 and goes into...
This in-depth...
He went into a question that was like, why on earth would you ever, ever think of that question? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was about his question. The sad thing is I knew what he was talking
about.
And
I was pseudo lost, I'm not going
to
lie.
I've been, like, I still read Spider-Man every month. Mm-hmm. So they recently did a thing called Spider-Verse. And all of the parallel, you know, all the multiverse, they all have a Spider-Man character. And so in the comic, it was called a spider totem, because in every universe, there's a Spider-Man. And so this guy's question was, how come none of the spider totems could be symbiote characters? You know Venom?
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man got that symbiote costume in Spider-Man 3, the black costume, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah. it was an alien. And so his question was like, I just don't understand why in any of the multiverses, none of the spider totems could be a symbiote character.
Dude, no,
this was a real... And I was like,
and I don't know if it was better or worse that every question that was asked, the panelists had a phenomenal answer. Like, they'd thought about it already. It was just like, obviously, because blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I'm in the wrong place. Oh, I'm in the wrong place. I'm standing in this line because seriously.
So you're thinking, I don't know if I should ask this question.
An issue, Amazing Spider-Man 247 back in 1983.
You referenced this character?
I'm not joking.
Could you mention this character?
This character, yeah. I don't know if you ever read this two-part story from 1979. My favorite character.
Oh,
what do you think about
that's beautiful.
And I was just going, oh, my God. I've made a huge mistake.
Honestly, I don't know if the saddest part...
I've made a huge mistake.
I don't know if the saddest part was that I was there or that I kind of knew the answer to that guy's question. That was pretty sad. But then they totally, like, they were like, okay, yeah, so you remember the costume, it's an alien, right? And they went through all this lore. And then he says, the reason it can't be is because the only reason the alien has anything to do with Spider-Man is because it bonded with Spider-Man. Mm. And that guy was like, yes,
thank you. And then they'd go sit down.
I'm a nerd.
Yeah. So I was going, oh my gosh. But I'm already in this line, and I didn't want to be like, that guy asked my question. You know what I mean? Like, how do you get out of line? Because nobody asked.
Oh, wait.
No one.
I'm in line. I didn't mean to be here.
Yeah, dude. So it finally gets to me, and I'm just like,
yeah.
Hey, guys. Steve-O. I'm from Albuquerque. What? No? Okay. Like, I'm trying to be funny. You know what I mean? Like, and so then I'm just like, first of all, I just want to say, Dennis, blah, blah, you know, whatever. And then I asked my question, and it was like, oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. So
So I asked the question. I don't even remember now. I basically just talked about that, the Christ-like resurrection and the idea of the cosmic versus the grounded. And they prefer telling these human stories. So, what will they be drawn to from, you know? And he's like, well, it was the basic nerd answer, because it was like, well, he lives in Tempe, Arizona, and I'm much more cosmic. I grew up loving Star Wars, so I want to do a big space cosmic comic book type thing. And it was kind of like this overbrushed, like, nerd answer. And I was like, that wasn't really in depth.
Yeah.
Thank you. And so then I sat down, but afterwards, you know, nerds are congregating and they're like ushering people out. And I was like, you know what? Heck with this. I'm going to go talk to him. So I just walked over to the stage. And the other thing we learned at Comic-Con was, if you look like you know what you're doing, no one stops you.
Yeah.
Like, if you look like you're somebody, no one stops mm-hmm. you. I was standing over by DC, and Jim Lee, the head of DC Comics, was standing there. And
Jim Lee
behind...
is the guy that drew the Magneto on his arm.
Jim Lee. Yeah. Like, the reason I enjoy comic books, this guy in 1991 was drawing a little comic called X-Men.
Oh, gosh.
Now he runs DC Comics. So there's, like, security in front of him, and people are like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just was like, Teo, hold my stuff.
Nerd alert.
Yeah. And so I just beelined it and just walked with a purpose towards him. Nobody stopped me, and walked right up on him. And I was like, dude, I don't want to bug you. I literally just want to do this. Took my shirt off.
He did.
And he was like, wow, that is, wow. And he grabbed my arm and said, that is one of the best me tattoos I've ever seen.
Steve-O took his shirt off, and Jim Lee said, wow, son, you need to eat.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, my arm. And he's like, oh.
He was kicking it with his wife. And I was just like, hey, man.
That's
check
cool.
this out. Getting a whole you sleeve. That's what I said to him. This whole arm, you. Oh, man. And then, like a dumb, he runs DC Comics. He's the head of DC Comics. And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing a whole like 90s theme, X-Men comics. That's my favorite.
Are you breaking any copyright laws?
No. And then I looked at him and I said, no DC.
Oh, man.
And then I was like, I just told the head of DC Comics I don't like DC Comics. Cool, man. Well, it was nice to meet you. I'm going to go.
Oh, no.
He was really nice. He was really cool. Oh. But anyways, so I just beelined it to Ramon Perez, the writer of Nova, and just walked up on the panel stage and was like, hey, man, talk real about this. You know, I want to know. I lost my father young, so the idea of like writing of a father who is returned to life. And he gave some really cool insight. And I mentioned, hey, we're a Christian station and love to have you. And it's like, here's my number. Hit me up.
Yeah.
It was cool, man.
That's great.
I'll tell you what, we had a lot of fun. It was really, really rad representing out there.
That's great.
So I've also learned that Teo and I may be the king of Albuquerque nerds, but we pale in comparison to real nerddom.
Oh,
it was ridiculous. Yeah.
Good for you guys.
It was ridiculous.
Never going to give you up.
I'm a nerd.
Yeah. It was crazy, man.
You know what? I just want to be there so I can experience that. So I can just laugh.
Let me tell you what, Comic-Con. Let me boil it down real quick. Okay. Yeah. Everybody, you've had this experience. Every normal person, I'm sure. You've been at the mall, and there's been a group of teenagers, probably dressed in all black and whatever, and they're too loud.
Mm-hmm.
And they're causing a scene, and they're having fun, they're being kids, but they're just, they're being obnoxiously loud. They're not necessarily doing anything wrong, they're just being loud. That is New York Comic Con.
Yep.
They are all there in one place, and they're all wearing costumes.
Is it smelly?
And it smells terrible.
Yeah. Like a Dungeons and Dragons convention.
Dude, there were people playing that stuff everywhere. Like, this was the gamut of nerddom.
Oh,
it was all of it. And that's what I told Steve. I was like, I guess I just associate nerddom with comics because that's my thing.
Sure.
But there's so many levels. Mm. There's the anime people, and then there's the role playing game people, and the video game people, and then the, I don't even know what else, people. Like, there was so much random, weird nerd
but
stuff.
But you know who didn't have a booth there? Old Spice.
Not at all.
Old Spice did not have a booth.
And they should
nor
go.
Nor did Degree or Sure or any other deodorant
why
company.
Why aren't they capitalizing
it
on that?
It was disgusting. Like, every 8 seconds, I was, like, sniffing myself going, that's not me. It's literally everyone else in here who hasn't bathed in seven months.
They're reading comics.
Dude.
Got a lot going on.
The BO almost KO'd me. It was
nice.
so bad.
That's awesome.
Next year, man, we're just going to rock a deodorant booth. How to nerd.
Dude.
And still
that's how we
get married.
In. We need to start making deodorant.
Boom.
Uh-huh.
How to be a reputable nerd. Like, how to nerd with class and style. My gosh.
If you could invent a nerd deodorant somehow, where you could just put it on once a week and it would be okay. You know? You'd be a billionaire. 585 Live. 585-5483. You could text in to the show. Steve and Taylor back from New York Comic Con. If you guys have questions, feel free to shoot them our way. Super excited to have them back. All right. We got some stories. We got some great stuff in the news to share. Come back, hang on.
Attention station employees. A special thanks goes out to the person or persons who spilled coffee in the break room on the new carpet. Thank you for revoking our coffee privileges, because coffee is a privilege, not a right, and we just lost our privilege. So thanks. You guys are great.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Oh, it's got to be good.
What?
Tell me.
No, nothing.
Tell me.
There's nothing to tell.
Tell me.
There's just nothing tell.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Good morning, everyone. 8:06 on a Wednesday morning.
High today of 78 degrees.
Teo?
Traffic.
We got a lot to talk about, guys. There's an accident in the on-ramp at I-40 West and Juan Thibault. Also, a lot of congestion 40 eastbound between Unser and Coors. And then up in the Rio Rancho-ish area, a lot of congestion there on 528 when you hit Coors. Maybe the Coors Bypass area. All around Cottonwood. Lots of congestion. You guys, be careful out there this morning. Make it a good one. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Poking the bear later?
I'm going. I brought my stuff. I am so tired, but I'm still going
to
go.
Steve-O, time to get back in the saddle?
Dude, yes, definitely next week.
What?
I didn't bring my stuff. I didn't even think about it.
Oh, I got another pair of shorts I brought.
Nah, yeah, that's cool. Cool, man.
You've been out for a couple weeks? Oh, goodness. You know what? I took last week off.
Did you?
I did. I just wasn't motivated. I was really depressed. I fell into a deep depression after you guys left.
Wow.
Nice.
It was really weird how that happened.
No. Somebody on the live line said denerderant.
Yes!
I don't know. Do we want to denerd them? We don't want to denerd them. Because the problem is they took the odor out. Like, it's the odor was, oh gosh. It was.
But it is a strong odor, so maybe it's the nerd odor. Maybe we should denerd that odor.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
Dude, we got so much.
Maybe you could invent something to, you know what? We invent a mustache, a fake mustache that is like an air freshener. So when you smell it, all you're smelling is like this beautiful scent from a mustache.
No, that's just you.
Beautiful mustache.
That's just you.
Yeah, but you wouldn't smell all the body odor. It could be. Could be Ken Bones.
I will say, my girl Claire, she knew how much I loved cologne, and she tried to get me something, and I left it in the apartment back in Brooklyn. Shout out to Tim McGraw cologne.
Wait, what? Tim McGraw cologne?
I hate cologne, man. I'm weird about it. I don't know.
Do you have Tim McGraw cologne?
No, she had a box of it somehow.
Oh, I thought I totally jumped into the middle of that.
Trying to give it to me, and I was like,
I thought you left your Tim McGraw cologne there.
I did.
Yeah, but I thought it was yours.
Yeah,
he did. He left his Tim McGraw cologne.
Does it smell good?
I don't know.
Like a man.
I didn't smell it.
I bet it does smell good.
Dude, speaking of good, our good friend Megan, she's really rad.
Yes.
She's good people. And she has a son. His name is also Jack. It's Jack. It's not also Jack.
Also Jack.
Jack, my son is Jack. Megan's son is Jack. But his name's Jack.
Okay, how old
Anyways,
is Jack?
Jack is turning 12 years old today.
It is Jack's birthday.
Yeah, today's Jack's birthday. He's 12 years old.
That's cool.
Which is crazy because my Jack is turning 13 in 4 days.
He's a teenager. Goodness. He's got a girlfriend.
No, he does not have a girlfriend. He is 12 years old, and he definitely does not have one of those.
No, now, you definitely said, is she your girlfriend? And he said, well,
she's my friend, and she's a girl.
And then you said, but is she just a friend? And he was like, well, but
you say she's just a friend.
Well, all right.
Girl who's a friend.
You also, Steve-O had, gosh, you have so many stories, Steve-O.
I have 1,000 stories.
So for a while now, I've been trying to get Steve-O to watch Creed. Which is...
You're like, that's my number one jam.
Oh, my
and I'm
gosh.
Like, oh, my gosh. You like stupid
well,
things.
Well, dude, the Rocky series
is
one of my favorites.
Same here.
Might be my favorite series of all time.
It's a solid franchise.
Oh, my gosh. And so when Creed came out, I didn't get to watch it in theaters. And so we ended up renting it. And, oh, my gosh, I thought it was one of the best movies that I've ever seen.
Dude.
And so I cried.
I watched a 2.5 hour documentary about Scott Stapp.
Oh, wait.
Mark Tremonti.
That's what
when
he watched.
Dreamer, okay.
All right.
Because you said Creed, and he remembered his hair, and this is what he did.
No, not this Creed.
See, he got off the plane and he was like, dude, I watched Creed. And I was like, what did you think? And I said, was it Michael B. Jackson incredible? And he's like, Michael Jackson wasn't in it. It was Scott Stapp and Mark Tremonti.
Stop it.
No more. No more.
So let's go there.
Creed Steve Water revival. Stop it.
Let's make our scam.
You got to let me get
to the
chorus.
That's what we'll call the cologne. Steve Water.
Steve Water. Ooh.
Oh,
Steve
gosh.
Water.
No, dude.
Take that nerd out of Steve Water. All right, so did you really watch Creed?
Okay,
did you get to watch the movie?
We got on... I got on... We took separate flights, Tao and I.
Separate
so
flights.
So he flew the airline that allows you to check bags because he was smarter than me. Mm-hmm. And I did not because I'm... cheap. And so I was like, well, I'm just gonna pack everything in a duffel bag and do laundry every day.
Yeah.
See, wear the same pants every day.
I would have done the exact same
pretty much what I did. So I got the fancy schmancy plane with the screen.
Yeah.
And so my first flight was to Atlanta. And so I'm like, okay, well, I should have enough time to watch a movie, right? Not noticing how long of a film Creed actually is.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty
so long. It took some time to get into the air, and we're finally in the air and cruising, and I'm kind of sleepy because the night before we went to Thrice. We were at Thrice till all hours of the night. And then next thing you know, it's time for me to go. So I was on 3 hours of sleep. I should sleep. So I slept a little bit. And then I was like, okay, I got to do this.
Yeah,
the best way to watch a movie is on your headphones on a seat back screen that's 7 inches tall.
Oh, beautiful.
So I started watching Creed.
Yes.
And all of the feels, man. Oh. Rocky, when I was a kid, Scotty and I binged Rocky. I mean, we would watch it over and over and
I've
over.
I've seen him thousands of
thousands. So, like, just the moment he came on screen, I already got, like... And to see him, like, old and kind of, like...
Wasn't it kind of sad? It was very sad to see Rocky.
It was very sad.
Playing that role.
So, if you've never seen this film, I'm going to say spoiler alert, because I want to talk about it a little bit, but not too much.
Everybody has seen it, Steve.
I hadn't seen it.
Everybody.
So, we're on the flight... And I'm getting through, and it's emotional, and I'm like...
Yeah. I cried so
I had
times.
A hood on my face, because I'm like, don't cry, don't cry. Just be cool, be cool. And it got to the part where Rocky, the character of Rocky, played by Sylvester Stallone... Wait, Tao, have you seen this?
Yeah, what? He's seen it.
You've seen Creed?
He's seen it like 10 times already.
Beautiful. It got to the part where Rocky finds out, like, hey...
Yeah.
I've got cancer.
Yeah, I got cancer, and I'm probably going to die.
And I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And I lost... It's like your uncle.
Yeah.
Like it's a guy you grew up with.
Because
you know
you're
what I
already
mean?
Sad for Rocky in the first place.
Gosh.
Adrian's been dead for, I don't know, like 10 years now. And his son, you know, they don't have the best relationship. He has this restaurant.
Yeah.
And so he's not that happy.
And it gets to that part where it's like... I'm like snotty crying on an airplane.
Oh, man, I feel
like
that.
Snot and tears, and I've got headphones on, so I'm trying to like keep my hood over my face, and I'm snotty crying, and it's like intense emotion, and he's got he's like, yeah, probably not going to do anything about it, blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to put this in my pocket, and I'm going to go see the kid, and they're like training. It's like, what's up, Rock? And I'm like still a wreck, and all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, as we make our descent into Atlanta, blah, 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 we apologize for the inconvenience, at this time, all movies and boom, screen
goes
blank.
You gotta be kidding me.
Screen goes blank. And I'm not making this up. I'm not being funny. This happens to me. And I lost it. It was like, what?
Oh, my God.
Because there was still like 45 minutes of movie left. That happens not early on, but kind of like in the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? I didn't realize it was like a 2.5 hour film.
Oh, yeah.
And so I like freaked out because I'm like snot and just like tears and like trying to fix myself. And I'm like, we're landing? And so I was on the same airline. It was a connecting flight in Atlanta, but I had to jump off this airplane, and so I race to the other one, and I'm like, okay, when I get back in the plane, obviously,
Makeup is just running.
I'll be cool. It'll be good. And I get into the other plane,
tell me it happened.
First of all, before I even get into the other plane, I'm sitting in Atlanta, and I'm still snotty crying, not paying attention to the world around
me. Talk to me.
Little did I know that Michonne from Walking Dead was sitting next to me, and we were on the plane together.
No way! You guys watched Creed together!
No, no, no. She was in Atlanta when I connected, and she was in the terminal waiting. So when first class gets up and starts to walk, I'm like, wait, that girl looks kind of familiar. And sure enough, when I got on the plane, Michonne is in the front row hanging out, headed to New York for Comic-Con.
Did she have her sword?
Oh, okay.
She even had the two dead zombies that she used to carry around.
No way!
Yeah. A, she didn't have her sword. B, she didn't have her hair.
Oh.
Because she's actually got really short hair. Probably because she wears that crazy dread wig on the show.
Ruin it for me. Stop it. That's a real.
No,
real.
She's got really short hair. Nope. She had this beautiful teal shawl, like wrap on her head. She looked awesome. And so then I'm like so taken by the fact that I'm sitting on a plane with Michonne that I didn't look up in time to realize there's no screen on this seat back.
No! Are you kidding?
I'm not being funny.
Oh my gosh, Steve-o.
So I'm like, I have to finish this movie.
Yeah,
you but finish. There's no screen. So I jumped on my phone and prayed to the good Lord above.
Oh.
Please, Lord,
did you have Wi-Fi?
Let me still have Wi-Fi so I can download Creed and watch this movie. And I was able to download it. Dude, it was like,
no way.
I was sweating bullets. Like, it's like, we're like pulling back. They're like taxiing us away. And I'm like, please, please finish downloading. Please finish downloading. Please finish downloading. Please finish downloading.
It's like an action movie.
Beautiful.
Finish downloading. And I was able to finish it. And again, on the second airplane, totally full flight, snotty crying. That movie was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was the greatest movie.
It was I got it. I was like, Dex was right about this one.
So, you know when
Dex was right.
The montage when he's training.
Oh gosh.
And he's battling cancer, but then he's helping Rocky.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I want to cry right now. I'm just going to cry, guys.
It was a phenomenal movie. And honestly, I remember at the time when the movie came out and it was like people are talking about it, it's getting awards, all these different things, and Sylvester Stallone was nominated, and I was going, what?
Yeah.
But he's himself. He plays Rocky. And then I watched it, and I'm like, sad he didn't win. Because
he did a good job.
Was incredible.
It was so good.
It just felt like a family member. Mm-hmm. Like, I grew up on Rocky, and so to see, like...
And at the end, when he dies, it's
That was pretty
rough. That was a rough moment.
You are so dumb.
And it was a twist that the Creed character died, too. Like, what happened?
So sad.
Like, how do you go from there? I don't know.
In a car
it's
wreck.
Neat they're picking
DUIs.
Up with the girlfriend.
They were both just celebrating.
Gosh, because, you guys are the worst.
Because Rocky beat cancer, and then he got... You know, they went out and celebrated.
It was like a sneak attack.
That is not real.
Okay. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited, but not because you know in the next one, which they're doing, you know he's going to die.
Wait, they're really doing another one?
Well, yeah. They're doing a Creed franchise. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's very true.
Why
they
wouldn't they? Let's kick up another franchise with Creed.
Isn't the director who's directing Black Panther? Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan is so awesome.
He's playing a character in the new Marvel Black Panther film.
He looks just like they yeah. Oh my gosh. He
yeah,
looks
no.
just like
incredible
his dad,
job.
You know?
Oh. Incredible job. And it was just such a great story of a son who didn't really ever know his dad. So obviously I'm drawn to those stories anyways. But trying to find his identity. Like in who I'm always a sucker for a good identity story because obviously apart from Christ, what is our identity, you know? And if we're not ground there to begin with, if we cannot find our identity in Christ, we're never going to find, honestly, I don't think we'll ever truly be content. I mean, it's biblical. So it was very interesting. Great writing. I really enjoyed it. So I seriously was like, I can't wait to tell Dex I watched a movie he loved and recommends, and I also loved and recommend it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for many, many months now, Steve-O has just made fun of me because I've told him Creed is one of the greatest movies. It's probably the best Rocky
movie. Yeah, but you also
like
Transformers. You know what I mean?
Okay,
so I'm like,
no, I didn't.
It's really hard to gauge you.
That is
you're
a
like,
lot.
Dude, Shia LaBeouf,
same taste.
Phenomenal Oscar-winning
Every
actor.
Every movie that you like or Teo like, I love, you know, I'm right with you. We have the same taste.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Chronicles of Riddick is one of the greatest movies of all time.
No, it's not.
Okay, you're right, it's not. But Creed, if you haven't seen that yet, oh my gosh. because you're probably thinking to yourself, it's going to be a waste. It's going to ruin Rocky for me.
Dude.
It won't.
Yeah.
It will.
Yeah. It was fantastic. By the way, shout out to the Live Line who have labeled us all characters from New Girl. So that's great. Said, while you guys were gone, I finally made the connection of who Dex reminds me of. Nick from New Girl. Well, you're Nick from New Girl.
I've actually gotten that a few times.
Teo is Winston,
yes.
Who follows Teo on the old Twitters, actually.
Yeah, I'm in deep with the celebrities.
Yeah. And
also the Sharks.
Apparently I'm Schmidt, so I don't know how to take that one. But I'm okay with it. Because he's hilarious.
Thank you,
sir. I feel
sir.
Like you're more CeCe.
Oh. Thanks, man.
CeCe Borman?
No, CeCe, it's Jess's best friend.
Mm. Yeah.
It's been a while since I've watched any of those.
Get on it, dude.
Yeah. That's a good series. 585 Live. You can text the show, 585-5483. You can call in at 338-3700.
We're home!
Steve Oteo back from New York Comic Con.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
New York.
Yep. Leslie, I'm telling you again, if you're listening right now, hey, we better make this New York trip happen.
Yep.
Because if it doesn't.
In a year's time, we're going to be there again.
Yep.
Teo and I saw the sights. We got to be tourists together. We went to Radio City Music Hall.
What was that like?
It was cool.
It was cool. I mean, we just walked around. So we were like, oh, we're in Times Square. Oh, we're here.
Did you go to the TRL studios?
We walked past it.
It's like an M&M store now.
Yeah. What? It's really weird. Really weird. And so we went there. But you know what? One thing I have to say. We went to this place called Midtown Comics because it was like, dude, the most famous comic shop in the world. In your comic books, there's like flyers for Midtown Comics. It's in Times Square. It's, you know, 20 years old, whatever.
New York City's premier comic
premier biggest, you know, and we're like, okay. I mean, we got to go there. You got to check it out because it's supposed to be the most legit. And we walked in there and it was like, huh, because I like Albuquerque.
Yeah.
I prefer ours.
Really?
Yeah. It's like not even kidding. You'd walk into some place that's supposed to be like this incredible whatever, and it's like a broom closet. Do you know what I mean? Because it's New York City.
Yeah.
But it really made me love Albuquerque even more. I have always loved my city. I love Albuquerque, but more and more we would go places, and it was like, this is cool. Mm. Albuquerque's got better.
Yeah.
You know, the food, of course, wins there hands down for the most part. I still think my favorite pizza's here. I won't say where, but.
Did you guys, you know when we talked to F. Murray Abraham?
Yeah.
Did you go to that church?
That was his service was at the exact same time as my Ryan Hurst interview, Opie from Sons of Anarchy. And I was like, I can't miss this because it was an important interview. So we missed out on that. I was kind of sad. Mm. So, and they had a special guest speaker for the weekend at Hillsong NYC. And I can't remember who it was now. Because our boy Brandon was like, I'm going to church.
Yeah.
And I
was
like, I am got to go do these interviews. So
I can't remember who he said it was.
Yeah. So it was great. But I'll tell you what. Albuquerque still, there were certain times where I was like, how do you get away with this? Businesses, they would close down in Albuquerque because 70% of the places we went to, you'd walk in and there'd be a giant cash only sign.
Oh, wow.
Like in restaurants. And you're like, huh?
Hey, who carries cash?
Right. Apparently everyone in New York because
really?
Yep. Most of and then the last day we found out why that is because our boy Carl said my father is an accountant. So I don't frequent cash only places. And I'm like, "Oh. Okay, why?" I assumed, you know, like hole in the wall, you don't want to have to pay for the charges of credit card fees or whatever, and it's like those people probably don't pay taxes. And I'm like, "Oh.
No kidding.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. So there's a lot of places where it was cash only, or there were little things where you're going.
And now for the NSA, we will name all of the establishments.
Yeah, it was crazy. That's, so there were some things that was just like weird. The rats everywhere was weird.
Those rats were so big.
We saw rats like you would see, I was going to say roadrunners, but you see more rats than roadrunners.
Yeah.
They were just everywhere.
It's a different world over
those
there.
Rats were the size of Beans the cat.
They really were.
Who was so excited
not
I got home
was
last
he?
Night. He would not. He kept jumping up on me while I was sleeping. And he wanted me to pet him. And I was like, Beans.
Phil Dooley.
Get out.
Phil Dooley was the guest speaker this weekend.
That's it. Phil Dooley.
Yes.
He drive a Dooley.
Who I believe was the pastor of Hillsong, South Africa?
Mm-hmm.
All of South Africa.
Hillsong
all of it.
Something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, headlines. clowns taking over Albuquerque. Who are they?
What?
Who are these clowns?
We go away for 4 days to see people dressed up in weird, freaky comic book characters, and we come back to see people dressed up in weird, freaky clown costumes. Cool, man.
Public service announcement on the way. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back! Hey!
What's going on in the news today?
If you have a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphone, the company says turn it off, leave it off, even the replacements, because the batteries can overheat, catch fire, and explode.
Hillary Clinton is campaigning in Florida.
Hillary Clinton has long said that she won't raise taxes on the middle class, but she hasn't talked much about tax breaks for the middle class. That's what this proposal is all about. She wants to double the child tax credit for families with young children. She wants to make a larger share of it refundable, and she also wants to expand refundable tax relief for low-income workers who don't have children.
Days after Moscow blocked a UN Security Council resolution pushed by France to stop the civil warring in Syria, Russia's president is pulling out of a plan to visit Paris.
Boston University researchers say Coke and Pepsi have donated to 96 organizations aimed at fighting the obesity epidemic. But in the same four-year period, the companies also fought to defeat 29 public health bills aimed at reducing soda consumption. That suggests Coke and Pepsi will also dispute the latest guidance from the WHO that the best way to fight global obesity and diabetes is a tax on sugary drinks.
Amen. Amen, sister.
Get them.
Put that soda down. I don't care if it's diet. Diet's worse. Drink water. 8:34. Good morning. Good morning.
High today of 78 degrees.
The road's out there. Traffic!
Let's see. We got an accident. Shoulders blocked. I-40 East at 4th. Also, an accident reported earlier. I-40 West at Wantabo Boulevard. Looks like everything else is going okay. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
338-3700. That's the number to call us. 585 Live. You can text the show. Go like us on Facebook if you haven't yet. Star 88FM. Let's see. Trying to think. We had the debate, which happened. Trying to think of some other things that happened that were pretty big since you guys were gone. Everybody's just really gearing up for voting time, which I believe today is the last day to get registered to vote in New Mexico. So.
Okay.
Get that done.
If you're not registered, today's it.
Super easy to do online.
I will say this. Being in New York, it probably because if there wasn't Wi-Fi, I needed to stay off because I got double charged already for like going over coverage, probably because we didn't have internet here for days. And then, so it was like, oh, man. Yep. So I was trying to stay off. I wasn't on social media like at all. Mm. And so I came back and it was like, what a miss. But I actually didn't miss anything.
No, you didn't.
So I was like, okay.
Nothing happened.
Yeah. I don't know.
Nothing happened. It's nothing. You know?
I'm so bummed. I still didn't go dance in a fountain. I promised my friend Claire that we were going to go dance in a fountain.
And sing the Friends theme song?
And then get kicked out. Mm-hmm. Tao and I did go to Central Park. Taylor and I had a lovely date.
Central Park.
We just had a beautiful day date. You know,
I hear you don't want to be in Central Park at night.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know. We were at the beautiful end, so we pulled up and it's like that's where Donald Trump lives. Oh, I mean, we were in the gorgeous like south corner of Central Park, and so seriously, it was like Trump Tower and then like the Ritz-Carlton. Right? What was the hotel where Kevin got stuck in Home Alone 2 was right there. Yep. I mean, we were in that end.
Plaza Hotel.
Yes, the Plaza Hotel, and it was. Dude, it was crazy. And I was just sitting there thinking, how could, millions of people, people stay there in that place for $10,000 a night.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Unbelievable.
Crazy amounts of money floating around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It was cool. It was cool to see everything. And then my mind was completely blown when we were hanging with Carl. So we're in Central Park and he goes, well, you know all this is manufactured, right? I was like, what? Like, yeah, none of this is indigenous. Like, back in the 1800s, a dude built Central Park and brought in all of the trees and all of the everythings, because they wanted to recreate what it would have been like.
Oh, wow.
In that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. So none of Central Park was like real. I thought it was like the last bit of land that was yeah, untouched.
You would think. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's like, and they were like, stop.
Yeah. But
no more buildings.
Turns out it was all brought in, and they brought in like indigenous plants and all these things that would have probably grown in that area, but wow, still it was just like mind blowing. It was kind of like, it felt like Disneyland. So we were like, so this is New York's Disneyland, huh? Like it's all made up. Mm. They pump in like the grass smell. I'm just kidding. However, there was plenty of grass smell everywhere. That was also really weird.
Yeah, if you see Steve-O out today, just go up and give him a big hug and a big sniff, because you can smell New York. It's all over him.
Okay.
It's all over him.
Don't do that. He's pretty sure as soon as the morning show ends, I'm going home and I'm going to sleep.
He's got nerd BO all over him.
Yeah.
You smell the wonderful essence of Comic-Con.
Yeah. Maybe 20 hours.
Yeah.
Just straight.
Yeah.
Being on an airplane. Oof. That's, good times, guys. I love it. All right. Let's jump into some more headlines, because I've been stocking up is what I've been doing. Every morning, I still got here at 3 o'clock in the morning. Just still did my routine. You know, I planned a show because I didn't know if maybe somebody that I asked to come in would come in and do the show with me. And then nobody would show up. And
sorry,
so
buddy.
I just kind of stocked up on all this wonderful
tons of news.
News.
A 35-year-old guy in South Carolina stopped at an evacuation checkpoint on Wednesday because of the Hurricane Matthew. Knocked down some traffic cones before he drove off. Then, when the cops caught up with him a few miles away, he pulled a gun out, and he ended up dying in a shootout.
Wow.
Not the way you want to go out. A woman in Utah went into labor at a Walmart on Sunday, but she made sure to pay for her stuff right before the baby was born in the checkout lane. She and the baby are both doing great.
That's what it's all about right there. Huh? Gotta pay this. Gotta pay my groceries. Gotta pay them. I can't just steal my groceries.
Yep.
Well, look, I'm having a baby.
The lady said, not only have the prices dropped, but so has my water. And then she had a baby,
yeah,
and she named that baby Walmart.
Walmart.
Walmart Baker. Beautiful.
It's a beautiful,
beautiful name. A photo of a bald eagle that got stuck in the grill of a car is going viral because people think it's a good metaphor for the election this year.
See this, Steve-O? Look at that.
The eagle's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
But it does look like how many of us feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that thing is wrecked, man.
Sorry, eagle.
That he's fine. Eagle. He flew off.
He got out of there. He said, oh gosh. Got out.
I was so scared one of us was going to get hit by a car in New York.
Yeah.
It's crazy. There were a few times where one of us would have to stop the other one from, like, walking. I was like, well, wait.
Yeah.
Cars just, they don't care.
More so, though, you had to stop Claire, who lives there.
Right. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Our girl Claire almost died about seven times.
What are you?
She's a pro.
How are you alive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A 17-year-old kid in North Carolina, who's 6'7", had business cards made because he was sick of people asking how tall he is.
Mm.
Each one lists his height, says he does not play basketball, and says the weather is, quote, perfect up here.
Wow.
Beautiful.
6'7".
That's a...
17 years old.
It's a very tall individual. A woman in Maine says a guy in a clown outfit stopped his car in front of her house on Wednesday, formed a gun with his fingers, and then pretended to shoot her. So she pulled out an actual gun, and he sped off.
You know what? Okay, listen, kids. All right? All you kids out there that think this clown thing is funny.
Not funny.
It's not at all.
People are getting hurt.
Scroll down, do the next one below that headline, the LinkedIn, because this is the local story about the clowns.
Okay. Creepy clown craze grows in Albuquerque. We have a clip.
Scary clown stunts and sightings are not only becoming more frequent all over the nation, but right here in New Mexico, too.
And just yesterday, police cited three teens in Albuquerque after they approached a woman wearing clown masks and holding a very real-looking fake gun. That's before they ran across I-40 to get away. Today, our Kasia Gregorczyk went to learn more about those three teens.
But Kasia, what some high school students showed you might be even more disturbing, right?
Tom Tessa, that's right. They said they weren't sure who made Clown Scare Sunday, but they did point out some social media accounts that appear to threaten even more public appearances. As clown pranks continue to increase all over the nation, teens in the Albuquerque area say it's become a trend among high school students.
It kind of came here like maybe a week or two ago.
Yeah, I honestly just saw it on like social media and stuff.
It turns out there are several Instagram accounts dedicated to clowns in Albuquerque, but two in particular seem to be posting actual threats.
Okay. Let me stop you there.
Wait, what?
Hey, let me stop you from stopping them.
There are a lot of these accounts on Instagram and Facebook of clowns in Albuquerque popping up. And then, just a few days ago, there was some idiots, some teenagers that were wearing some clown masks outside of a Toys R Us, a Babies R Us.
What?
And they had... it was a gun. It was a airsoft gun. It was an airsoft gun, but looked like a real pistol.
Gosh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, and they were running. They're lucky they didn't get shot. Well, the cops got them. They didn't arrest the kids, which I don't. They just turned them over back to their parents. With all that to say, with about the creepy clowns, yes, they're teenagers wanting to scare people. I don't think they want to hurt anybody.
I was going
to
say, yeah, that was my thing. Like, threatening what? What are they threatening? To look creepy?
Punch.
Have you been downtown? Like,
you don't have to wear a clown costume. Just go downtown.
Just go downtown and worry about your safety.
Downtown.
I'm more worried about my safety on Central and 8th than I am in Brooklyn. Seriously.
I bet.
That is one thing that I'll say. It's rough here.
Albuquerque is more dangerous than New York City.
It
is.
I know. Yeah.
Which blows my mind.
Although on my way to the airport, on my way to JFK, Claire drove towards the airport, and as we got closer to the airport, I did see some, like, there was the make sure my door is locked moment. So it depends on the area. We were in a nice area.
Yeah,
going towards the airport, she was like, and this is where it gets terrifying. Mm-hmm. And it absolutely was.
Yeah.
It was like duck and cover.
Don't get me wrong. There are pockets, as with any major city, there were pockets in New York City that were very dangerous.
Yeah.
But as a whole, I guess the city has a reputation for just being, you know, oh, cutthroat New York City. You're going to get mugged.
Dude, no creepy clown tops one thing I saw in New York that I've never seen before that our fellow New Yorkers were even freaked out about because they'd never seen it before.
Yep. It was the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2.
Oh, no way.
She was back.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're rebooting the franchise with her story.
No.
How she became a pigeon lady.
Okay. Oh, beautiful.
That's not even a little bit what it is.
Pigeon Chick. The story of a young woman growing into a psycho.
He has no idea what I'm talking about, and yet he somehow partially nailed it, which is scary.
Booyah.
We got to talk about this. You can answer the phone first, but it definitely has to do with poultry.
Poultry.
Good morning. Are you there?
Good morning.
Hey.
I like chicken nuggets.
Yeah, you do.
All right, hang up on yourself.
That was the gist of your story?
Chicken nuggets.
Or did you say understand. That because of...
He what? Wants that song.
Okay, goodbye.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. So, the day that I went to the Brooklyn Flea with Claire... Teo and Thigpen went home to watch television.
Yes.
We were coming back and almost got into an accident. And she's like a New York driver. But seriously, out of nowhere, they live in an area of Brooklyn called Bed-Stuy, which is like a Hasidic Jewish community. Like, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you walk, you see the little curly cues and the hats and the the trench coats.
The
I don't know.
Hats.
Yeah, and the other hats. Sure. And the,
apparently, I mean, all the women wear wigs.
The school buses have Hebrew. Like, they're everything's like written in Hebrew. It's like the Jewish community of Brooklyn lives here.
I used to live on Montgomery and San Pedro. I know what that's like.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah. There's a Jewish community right there. They walk around, serious, the curls and everything.
Are you being funny?
I'm not at all. I'm dead serious.
I'm talking about like thousands, though, not like seven and you got weird. Like,
I was trying to relate, okay?
Okay, thank you, thank you. No one can relate to this because it was the oddest. We're driving and all of a sudden Claire, like, she looks over and then she has to slam on her brakes because she almost like hit a car and just yells, chickens! And
oh, no.
And on the sidewalk, there were... And I say Hasidic Jews. I mean, these were practicing Jews who, there were just bins full of chickens.
Oh, gosh.
And a worker would hand one of these dudes, like in the full garb, a chicken, and they were doing these rituals on the sidewalk. I'm not even joking. The woman would get down on the ground, and he would, like... circle her head like three times, and then they were doing all these, and I'm like, I'm about to watch chickens get slaughtered. Like, what is happening? I don't even know what to do with myself. It was the oddest. It definitely was different. It was nothing I'd ever seen before. And that was it. There were just these bins full of chickens. Like, it reminded me of, like, probably what Jesus saw, like, in the times of temple, where there were probably pigeons and all the, and they just had them, and they were like basically selling them to the Jewish community.
Wow.
And they were doing these rituals with these chickens, and Teo had to do some like investigation because they didn't believe me. I'm like, dude, you don't understand. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen before. And it was like, what? I've never even heard of this.
That's so weird.
I live here. And sure enough, turns out Yom Kippur is happening.
And it's called Kapparot. Or Kapparot, and I do not know how to pronounce it.
It's
so
Kapparot.
I apologize to all of my Hasidic Jewish friends if I have any.
Yeah.
It's a practice in which the person waves a chicken around his or her head, and then the chickens are then given to the homeless or poor as an act of charity.
Oh, wow.
Instead of slaughtering them. They used to just slaughter them. Kind of do the old altar thing.
Wow.
Yeah. But instead, like, now they save them and gift them to someone in need or something. It was like, okay, but they were doing, it was like this atonement practice to prep for Yom Kippur. And they seriously, they had this chicken and there was a line and it was the men, and they would do they would run circles around the ladies.
Wow.
It can also be performed with a bag of money because it represents atonement or something like that.
I have no idea. But like, you know, friends of ours, they, like right now, one of them is fasting all day, then eating bagels for dinner, because that's what you do for Yom Kippur. Yeah. Seriously. So I had no clue, but that's the area where they live. So it was, man, it was interesting. It was very interesting. We're talking like even the little kids, like all the little kids had the little, you know, stuff.
Little curls,
yeah. Because they're still locked into the law. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it was very, very interesting. I didn't want to disrespect, so I didn't approach anyone because I wanted to ask questions.
Sure.
Because I didn't understand a lot of the things they were doing. And then come to find out, like, the wives don't have hair.
Yeah, they wear wigs, man.
They wear kidding. They all have the same wig.
Oh, wow.
Because they, like, shave their head as, and, like, it's like a sign
of like, respect or purity or something.
Wow. Something for their husbands, and I was just like, what?
So it's funny because in our church, you know, we always talk about how there were so many rituals back in the day of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, you know, so many rituals. And so, like, for example, like one of the groups, either the Sadducees or the Pharisees, they would wear little boxes on their forehead, which contained tiny scrolls of the Old Testament.
Right.
And it was to get around that thing where it said, carry my word with you always. So they literally would do it. So as a sign of purity, the Hasidic Jewish women, as far as we know, they'll shave their heads as a symbol of respect to their husbands. But it's because that's like, you're supposed to shave your head for purity, but then you're also supposed to wear a covering over your head at all times, which we've heard that before because there are some, even some Protestant denominations that still do that. So to get around it, to look, you know, so they're not, you know, they don't look completely out of their gourd or whatever, they wear a wig.
Mm-hmm. So
they shave their head and then they wear a wig to cover their head.
Because the hair on their head is seen as a very beautiful symbol. It's covered to create privacy. Mm. So basically, uncovered hair in their culture is equated to physical nudity. So that's why after marriage, Hasidic Jewish women will shave their heads as a symbol of fidelity and a way to denote that they are off the market.
I never heard this before.
I didn't either. So yeah. I was like, because I'm not joking, we were like in the hub. Like everything was in Hebrew.
Yeah, man.
We were literally staying in Brooklyn.
It's like Chinatown, you know, or in many, like San Diego.
Yeah.
Little Italy.
Right.
Just smack dab there, and it is like hardcore Italian culture. Yeah. This was the same for Hasidic Jewish people, and it was all of it. Like he said, the buses were in Hebrew, all the restaurants and stuff. It was all Hebrew, so it was insane.
I bet,
you know, and it just reminded me of like how much there are so many. It was like I was looking. So Comic Con was this weird, like
right.
It was like a weird like microcosm of the greater thing because you had all these people together, and they're all there because they're nerds. But they're all these different little subcultures of nerd, and then New York City, in its own way, all these different subcultures. We're all people, but it's all these different cultures.
Man.
It was unbelievable.
Guys, let's just move the show to New York. Let's go, guys. Come on. Let's go.
We're on the nail train. We're on the way.
I'm going to take the microphone right now.
Everyone wash your hands. I got a cold because of all the germs.
Just want to go so bad.
The good news is we could get a sweet apartment about the size of this radio room.
Talk to me.
For about $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
So
I could sleep in that small space over there.
Right there.
I'm fine.
We could use the restroom outside.
I'm fine.
Yeah. Pretty great.
It's fine.
I'm a good cuddler.
Love it. The water's very clean there.
Yeah, that is one thing though.
We can drink
New York City. Like the tap water is the cleanest water in the country.
Wow. Yeah, that's real.
Because of the reservoir that it comes from in upstate New York, and then all their processes.
Phenomenal.
Super clean. So you could drink the tap water all day long. Wow. That was nice.
So we'll do that.
And then our friend David Levins, who works for Wise Brother Media, who always calls us with interviews.
There we go.
He was like, "How's the tap water in New Mexico?" And I was like, "It won't kill you."
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're going to get sick.
I'm weird about soft water because growing up here, I've always had hard water. So like in New York, I'm like taking a shower and I'm like, the soap's not off my body. Just feels like I'm not clean yet. Yep. I'm probably cleaner now than I've been in years.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's see here. You know what? Let's just take a break.
Okay. Hey, coming up, I have got a story. We talk about the Jewish culture and how women shave their heads as a sign of fidelity to their husbands. I've got to shout out to our boy, Dak Prescott. Coming up, I've got a phenomenal story. I feel like this dude is going to be this generation's hopefully like role model.
He's my best friend.
I'm telling you, man. I'm a fan. I'm
His
not even a Cowboys fan, but
so
I
good.
Am. Yeah. I am rooting for the Cowboys
right now. I know. And
I hate the Cowboys,
but I'm rooting for
them
because
Dak Prescott. So we'll talk about it coming up for sure.
All right, we'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Think it'll scare the kids?
The kids? This'll give the parents nightmares.
Is that good?
It's fantastic.
Clowns have entertained audiences for hundreds of years, and now the clown way of life is being threatened.
The creepy clown sighting, trying to lure kids into the woods with treats.
Creepy clown sightings around the country.
Clown reportedly offering kids treats.
Imposters and evil masks are damaging the reputations of hardworking clowns all over the world.
These kids were so terrified.
Sure, these clowns may be just clowning around, but they are ruining clown lives. Creepy clowns are not clowns. And your discrimination towards real clowns is simply clown shaming. Don't turn Bippy into a crying clown.
Hey, Bippy.
Don't fear us. Shear us. Clown shaming. It's serious business. A message from the station and the association of... of America.
God bless you.
When did you make that?
Oh, Dexter.
Oh, man, I've had some time.
You've
on
had
my,
a lot of time.
On my hands.
Gosh, I have missed being here.
Good morning, Starmy. It is a beautiful Wednesday out there. It is 9:07.
High today of 78 degrees.
How are the roads out there?
Let's take a look. Everything's looking good so far, guys. Just construction everywhere. I'm for Brooklyn. That's your look at traffic.
Yeah. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Steve Oteo back from New York City. Albuquerque has missed you.
Yeah, we have missed Albuquerque.
We missed y'all too, everyone, just every day, just crying a little bit and hugging each other.
Okay. what do you want to talk about, Steve-O, before the break?
Definitely want to talk about Dak Prescott.
Let's talk about that.
Do it! Okay. Do I have, like, NFL music?
Let's do it!
Of course. Or heck with that. Do I have, like, champion music? I'm telling you, man.
Wait, no. I've got... What team does he play for?
What?
What team does he play for?
The Raptors.
All right. I got the theme song. Go ahead, Steve-O.
I mean, I don't know if I want to
go ahead.
Okay. Before he was a Dallas Cowboy, my dear friend, Teo.
It's fine.
Teo. told me of a young man at Mississippi State who wasn't a perfect dude. Made mistakes, but owned them, repented, wanted to be a good role model.
What kind of mistakes?
He got a DUI.
Oh, okay.
In college.
It was right after the season. And yeah, it was a little bit of controversy.
So, you know, he dropped down in the rankings, and people were wondering what kind of kid he would be. And the Dallas Cowboys took a chance on him. He's a Cowboy.
I should have been a Cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride.
You know the words.
Wearing my six-shooter, driving my pony on the cattle drive.
This is real life.
Stealing a young girl's heart.
Steve-O and young girl's hearts.
Yes,
what?
Yes.
Just like Gene and Roy.
Oh, Gene and Roy.
Singing those campfire songs.
Can I tell my story?
Well, I should have been a cowgirl.
Nope, cowgirl.
Girl? You weirdo.
Rookie quarterback Dak Prescott. Everybody loves him now. Unless you are a fan of, say, the New York Giants, the Washington Redskins, the Philadelphia Eagles, because then you hate this guy because he is running away with the division. But he's kind of all the rage. Of course, you've seen other people like Johnny Manziel, all these other like flash-in-the-pan kids that come on the scene and then make really dumb life choices because they're in the spotlight and they're dumb. Well, as Christians, we're called to a higher standard, and not only that, it's the perception, right? We're told to avoid the appearance of evil. And
sure, be the salt and light of the
world.
Right,
you know, you don't want to cause people to stumble. And then there are others that are like, Christian liberty, man, I'm going to do whatever I feel like, and blah. I'll tell you what, very impressed with Dak Prescott. His Cowboys, who are already 4-1, starting in place of the injured Tony Romo, which... He has yet to throw an interception this season. Like, this kid is off to a phenomenal start. And I am rooting for him. Teo's alma mater, Mississippi State, is where he's from.
Boom.
And he's just been cool. At games, everybody loves him. And so people are clamoring to get near Dak Prescott because he seems like a good kid. And he's hung out with Snoop Dogg after a game randomly. 50 Cent showed up before a game recently because people want to meet him. People want to talk to him. People want to know who Dak Prescott is. Well... Sports Illustrated recently reported that September 22nd, Kanye West San Pablo tour hit Dallas's American Airlines Arena. Now, all these other like hip-hop artists and all these stars have gone to Cowboy games because they want to meet Dak. But this was Kanye offering him tickets to see his tour at Dallas's American Airlines Arena. On September 22nd,
okay.
Dak Prescott passed on the offer.
Yeah!
Should have been a cowboy! Should have learned to roll and ride!
Here's
why
the thing.
Why'd he pass?
He said he's a Kanye fan, and he probably would have enjoyed the show, but quote, I wanted to go a little bit, But I just think about the perception of it all, and I love my sleep. End quote. Instead of going, he offered the tickets to another friend who declined. And they decided to stay home and watch the New England Patriots stomp the Houston Texans that Thursday night back in week three. And flip back and forth between that and the Clemson-Georgia Tech game, which was equally lame. It was a 26-7 Tigers win. But he just said he didn't want to throw out that party perception.
Yeah.
Like, he's a role model, and as much as he wanted to see Kanye West, he knows that the media sometimes can portray things negatively. Mm-hmm. So even if he just went and sat there, didn't have any drinks or anything crazy, you never know what the perception, so he'd rather not deal with it. So he stayed at home with a couple friends and watched football.
So smart. Football. You know? Ever heard of the expression, wrong place at the wrong time?
Right.
You just never know what's going to happen. Why put yourself in that situation?
The crazy thing is he just loves football. So he's like, I want to stay home. The Patriots are playing.
How old is he?
That's a good question.
Right, early 20s, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a kid. I mean, he just came straight from college. This is his rookie season. And he didn't want to, you know, you go to a Kanye show, you get home after like midnight, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't want to have to deal with that. Didn't want to. So he's like, I'm just going to stay home.
I remember when I was still in my early 20s. I was probably 23, 24 when I got married, and that was the time of my life where I was wanting to just not go out as much.
Right.
And there'd be a concert that came to town, and it would just be like, I don't know. I think I'm going to stay home, you know?
Dude.
So he might just be that guy where he's, yeah, I just want to play football.
Right.
I don't want to put myself out there.
Which is great.
Yeah.
He's 23 years old making very mature decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, because, you know, Luke is a huge Cowboys fan. My wife, huge Cowboys fan. And so I'm okay with that when his role model is someone like Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's making good decisions at a young age. And it's just a reminder for all of us. Because whether we like it or not, whether we mean to be or not, all of us have been given a place in our culture around us to be a positive impact, right? Something as simple as like holding the door for somebody, a smile, a hug, anything can brighten someone's mood, can change someone's day. And it's a good reminder for all of us to just consciously make those decisions.
Because
we don't a lot of times. We'd just be thinking about like, dude, it's Kanye. Of course I want to go. Oh, bro, free tickets? Heck yeah. Nah.
Yeah, not Dak.
Not Dak, bro.
He's having a great season.
Well, he really is.
I appreciate him because he has already messed up, but he totally just owned up to
it.
He
really did.
You know, so it's not like
he's not perfect.
He's not perfect.
He's smudgy.
But he totally, when he makes a mistake, he totally was just like, hey, I did this. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be part of the reason why he chose not to go. Is what happened last time.
Well, and that's it. All of us fail. Like, all of us fall short of the glory of God, right? We all sin. We all make mistakes. What matters is how you handle them and what you do with those mistakes. If you just sit around and repeat it over and over and over, nothing's ever going to change. Nothing's ever going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or on the flip side, maybe you're the person that was wronged. You know what I mean? And what do you do with that situation? Do you have forgiveness as Christ forgave you and let it go and have grace and mercy and compassion and love that person? Or do you harbor it and become bitter? Because that affects today. That affects your today. And so I think we all, whether you're the one that made the mistakes in the past or you're the one that was wronged in the past, we all need to look at that and remember where we are today and how we can impact our spouses, our kids, our coworkers, the people around us in a way that points to Christ. Good job, Dak Prescott. Love it, man. Love it.
Should have learned to rub and run. How do you think Tony Romo's feeling?
Oh, man.
I mean, do you think he's happy that Prescott is playing so well? Or do you think, you know, how do you think he's
You know, doing? Everyone said before the season started, you cannot lose your job to injury. Like Jerry Jones, everybody, they're like, oh, dude. Second Tony's
how is that
healthy.
Work?
Yeah. How's second he's healthy. He's back.
How is that going to work? Do you think that'll happen now?
I do.
I think they'll bring Tony Romo back.
Really do?
But here's the thing, guys.
Terrible.
They're going to bring him back for a couple plays. A feather will fall from the sky. It'll break his leg. And then Dak will be in the next play. Well, it's not a big deal.
I just don't see that happening. You know, I really don't. I don't. He's playing so well. And they're winning. The Cowboys are winning. So
I mean, seriously, like he'll walk out onto the field and just a bent blade of grass will trip him and, yeah. and he'll break his shoulder.
Who'd they play? The Bengals this past weekend? Are the Bengals good?
Or yeah.
They beat the Bengals.
They did. They definitely
They made them
did.
Look real bad. Real bad.
Also just found out that Dak Prescott is named after Star Wars character Dak Ralter, and I'm even more a fan.
Really?
Yeah, remember Dak? He was his gunner in Luke's gunner in Empire. He says like two lines and then dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, named after Dak.
He was acquitted of that DUI, I should say that.
Oh.
Yeah. He was he was found not guilty.
Yeah.
Because when it happened, there were some people.
Well, two breathalyzer tests, neither of them yielded a valid result.
Whenever it happened, people were like, oh no, what does this mean for his chance in the Cowboys?
Yeah.
You know, because it was like.
You know what that means? It means that some other people who didn't realize that he was found not guilty on all charges really blew it, because several sources, of course, said that that arrest caused him to fall in the draft, and the Cowboys scooped him up late.
Yeah.
And they are laughing all the way to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I can't wait to see what happens when Tony Romo's healthy.
When is he supposed to be back?
I know that Jerry Jones this last week said that Tony's back. There's no more injury. There's no more. Like, he's on the fast track to returning.
Ugh.
Yeah.
He said, Jerry Jones, quote, "What dilemma? Tony Romo, not Dak Prescott, will start for the Cowboys when he's healthy."
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Well, I don't know. But you know what's awesome, and I think it's what I believe will happen, is Dak Prescott will just be thankful to have a place in that organization.
I'm sure,
and just be like, okay, I mean, he's the star. He's the guy.
What's his contract, you know? How many years does Prescott have to be with the Cowboys?
I think it's five.
5 years?
Yeah, because he would. Oh, wait, no. He wasn't a first rounder. What am I talking about? He was taken 135th. I don't know what his contract is.
135th?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
134 other. He was the.
He's going to be one of the greatest.
He was taken in round four. So, whatever.
That's
bets are off on that. So, it's really cool. But it's that in and of itself is also a solid reminder as a believer that our lives are not our own, and God's going to place us where he places us, and we can grumble. Like, he can grumble and be frustrated when he definitely will go back to the bench then, or he can be thankful for the place that he's been put and just continue to do his role. Because I think a lot of us grumble and want to be the star of our story, you know? Yeah.
Well, if anything...
Oh, man.
If anything, even if Romo comes back, this is just a perfect setup for Dak Prescott. You know, he's already, like... He's already shown how good he is, so he can just get back and just keep practicing and get better and better and better.
That's true.
Also, I know everything about football. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I knew all about football. Just knew all about it.
I get touchdowns every day.
Oh, man.
All day. Yep. What's our purpose? You know, I sometimes ask myself, what's my purpose?
I just got another touchdown.
Really?
I just got one.
When I ask myself what my purpose is, I say, I'm an NFL star.
Mm-hmm.
I love football. I love throw balls.
Mm.
I play football.
Yeah, you do.
I pick them up. I put them
back.
Right now, I have five everyday things you didn't know had a purpose.
Okay.
These are, I think we can spin this into a spiritual topic.
You just got to bring it back.
Five everyday things you didn't know had a purpose. You probably didn't know. The hole in the top of a pen cap had a purpose.
Why?
It's not some weird engineering thing that keeps
it
from drying out.
Is.
No. It just makes the cap less of a hazard for little kids by keeping their airway open if they choke on it.
It's like a lifesaver.
Yeah. I had no idea, but there's a purpose
that's
behind
a real thing.
Everything.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All right.
So that's in Ecclesiastes, right?
See? Just bringing it back.
There he was.
You know, sometimes when you buy nice clothes, there's an extra piece of fabric in one of the pockets?
Yeah.
It's not there in case you need to make a patch. It's there so you can test laundry detergent on it.
Huh! learning new things every
right?
day. Really?
Yeah.
But why does that matter? Because you're going to test the laundry detergent and be like, well, that didn't... Oh, well, these pants are ruined. Have you ever tested laundry detergent on anything in your life?
Come on.
Okay, good.
My wife does the laundry.
Oh, I have a ton to do when I get home today.
You do your own laundry?
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's a partnership. We do the laundry.
Yeah, but my wife won't let me touch the laundry because I mess it up.
Yeah, no, there's definitely that. Nita. I feel like she would prefer because I have maybe turned things pink.
Y'all never turn y'all clothes pink.
The little fifth pocket in your jeans was originally there to hold a pocket watch.
I was wondering what that's for. That's where I put my lip balm.
That's where I put my tiny, tiny cell phone.
And, okay. And you know the...
It's tiny.
Hang on, tiny.
Hang on, I'm getting a call.
Stop it.
Hello?
Stop it.
Stockbroker?
It's like he's holding a little peanut.
Yes. No, buy.
He's putting a peanut up in his ear.
Sell, buy.
Oh, man.
Okay.
The metal rivets prevent the seams from ripping.
I gotta put this back.
Oh, okay.
Those little
Wait, are we learning about jeans?
Safe in there.
Like it's all
We're
about
just learning
jeans today,
about things that you know you thought didn't have purpose. All this stuff has a purpose. Okay. On a measuring tape, there's usually a tiny hole in the hook at the end.
Yeah.
It's there so you can hook it onto a nail or a screw.
Oh!
And the bottom of the hook usually has little teeth so you can use it to mark drywall while you're measuring.
I had no idea.
No idea.
Huh.
No idea.
These are all good things.
That is a good thing. So you can put that nail straight through that little hole and then... Not bad at all.
We're talking about five everyday things you didn't know had a purpose. There's a soft plastic disc under the lid of a 2-liter soda bottle. Even if you take it out, the bottle might not leak, but it has to be there to make it airtight. Otherwise, it'll go flat a lot faster. Yeah. I can't stand flat soda pop.
Mm.
Ugh. Can't stand it.
Right.
I like the spiciness. When I take a drink of soda pop, I want it to be spicy.
Spice.
Ooh, it's spicy.
But as I learned last night, you'd never want to quickly open a soda that you had in an airport that you took on an airplane, because then things happen when you're at 35,000 feet that you weren't expecting to happen, and Sprite on legs.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess I just wasn't thinking about, like, so I went, and it went.
Oh, were you sitting next to somebody?
Yeah, full flight.
You're that guy.
Full flight.
You're that guy. Just soda everywhere.
Yeah.
Just why soda? Come on, guys. Let's put it down.
I had to have Sprite last night because yesterday I fell violently ill. Mm-hmm. I spent my last day in Brooklyn in a bathroom being sick. Blah.
You guys got sick, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, I
it
never
was
get
probably
sick, and I
the pizza we
cold.
Ate at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Maybe it's because of all the rats, huh?
Well, no. Listen. Listen to all the factors. We weren't getting a lot of sleep because we would go to sleep late and then wake up early to go back to Comic-Con every day.
Every day.
Then we were eating food that normally I eat pretty clean.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and since you guys have started the gym.
We did not eat one meal at home.
Let's see. Another thing. It turned very cold while we were in New York. Like fall happened while we were there. And so
it's going to snow there pretty quick.
There
any day
a big
now,
temperature
probably.
Shift. And then also we were on the subway a lot. And think of all the germs on the subway, you know. So I got a cold. I never get colds. Yeah. And I was just like, well, I've got a cold now.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Let's keep this going. Ever notice the little holes in the windows of airplanes?
No, but that's
scary. I did notice last night.
Did
and got
you?
Really nervous, actually.
Yeah. Well, that little hole is there for two reasons. The first reason is to compensate for air pressure.
Okay.
When the plane climbs to cruising altitude, there's a huge pressure difference between the inside and outside of the plane. The hole is there to regulate some of that difference so that the outer window doesn't have to do all the work.
Mm.
The other reason is that it prevents the windows from fogging up. There's a little hole.
Oh,
looks
that
like
makes
somebody
sense.
Somebody drilled a little hole right in there.
Dude, I had never noticed it before, so I was leaning against the window. I got the window seat last night. And I was trying to fall asleep, and the little hole was like, like making a noise. I freaked because I didn't realize they had holes. Lost my mind. I just discovered that one.
Did you?
That one changed my life, guys.
Yeah, there's a hole in the handle of your pot.
Yeah.
when you're cooking?
It's for your spoon.
Yeah, I had no idea.
And so you can hold it over the pot so nothing leaks on the counter. My mind was blown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what another life hack is? If you use, when you're boiling water or you're boiling something, you're cooking something in a pot, if you put the wooden spoon over the pot, it won't boil over.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's a life hack.
I didn't know
when
that.
The water comes up or whatever you're cooking and it hits the wood, it makes it so it doesn't boil over.
How do you not catch the wooden spoon on fire? You're boiling water. Because so you've got the heat up.
There is no spoon.
I'm just saying.
Well, it hasn't went up in flames yet. So.
Okay.
What's the arrow next to your gas gauge there for? Well, let me tell you. I probably discovered this 10 years ago. You know when you're driving and you go, man, what side of my gas tank is it on the left or the right?
Wait, are you kidding me
right now? I discovered this like 10 years ago.
I had no idea.
You never saw this?
No, I've seen the arrow and I always thought it meant like, this is going to sound really dumb. I always just thought it indicated like this way is more gas, like full and that's empty.
No.
Just in case you didn't know, here's the arrow to show you.
Yeah, I knew this.
Yep.
That's how you tell where
the gas cap is. It indicates which side of the car the
gas cap
is on.
That's crazy!
I'd learned that 10 years ago, and I was like, are you kidding me?
I still stick my head out of my window every time.
Yeah?
And then I'm like, nope, okay, it's on the passenger side. Yeah. I'm not even being funny.
Yeah, if you look, when you look at your gas gauge and you see the little picture of the gas.
You just changed my life.
There you go. There's
the
an arrow.
Okay.
There's an arrow. It'll point.
I'm a grown up.
Man, we're learning so much.
We really are.
Oh. I mean, I knew all this stuff.
Let me find one more good one before. That's all right.
Hey, wait, go back up. What was that thing? Tell me what that is. I've always wondered what
that is. What about this thick bit found on many cables? So at the end of the cable, there's like this thick
round thing.
Yeah, round thing. Those little cylinder-shaped lumps are ferrite cores or chokes.
Beautiful.
And they're essentially just chunks of magnetic iron oxide that are to suppress high-frequency electromagnetic interference.
Okay, hey, nerd.
Are you okay?
I have no idea what you just said.
We'd have to bring Daniel in for this.
Could you do this in, like, normal human being terms?
Sure. Have you ever
left Comic-Con.
Have you ever heard weird interference when your cell phone goes off to close?
Oh, yeah.
Too close to a speaker?
Yeah.
Well, is it ferrite cores? The ferrite? I said ferret before. Ferrite?
Ferret.
I'll go with ferret, sure.
Okay. Ferret I seriously cores. Thought it was to prevent your ferret from choking. I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
oh, no?
Yeah, that is.
Okay.
Yeah. The ferret cores are there to keep that from happening to your monitors, power supplies, and everything else. So
I don't even know what you're saying right now.
I don't either. I have no idea.
It's okay.
Let's find one more. All right. Let's see. What's the dot next to the camera on an iPhone for?
Where's my iPhone?
Oh, yeah, right there. It's right there.
All right. What do you think that's for?
Probably stabilization.
It's a microphone for when you're using the back camera.
Oh, well, yeah.
There we are.
Yeah, that was pretty boring.
All right, let's do one more.
That was your one more, huh?
Have you been eating Tic Tacs wrong this whole time?
Yes.
Maybe you noticed the little indentation on the lid of a package of Tic Tacs before and figured it was there to tightly seal the container. Well, it also serves as a dispenser that gives you one Tic Tac at a time.
No idea. That just blew my mind. Tao, look at that.
Unbelievable.
So you flip the lid and it holds one Tic Tac for you.
It'll hold it.
I love that.
Then you can just, you know, here, I'm just going to grab that.
Okay.
I'm just going to grab it.
Would you just hold this one Tic Tac?
Let's see. Let's do one more here.
Okay.
Beautiful. Oh, the racers. Wine.
I swear you've said one more like three times.
All right. Let's do this.
The little disc under the lid of a plastic bottle. Have you ever pried one of them out and found that your bottle still closes fine? What purpose could they possibly serve then? They're there to create a seal that keeps everything in that bottle, both liquid and carbonation. Without it, that soda would go flat in no time. I had no idea. One more.
Oh, gosh.
How many more do you want
to
do?
He just wants to do them all.
What about the hole found in rulers?
We went over on time.
I just want to do one more.
Wait, what are the little bumps on the F and the J?
See, you want to know more?
I do want to know now. What are they?
What are the little bumps on the F and J?
Yeah.
On keyboards. Most trained typists will already know what they're there for. In 10-finger typing, the F and J keys are the
home
keys.
Oh, those are your index
keys.
Fingers, right? Those are your...
It's where your index fingers rest. The little bumps let you find your way back to the home position without looking down at your keyboard. I had no idea.
Yeah, but why don't you just look down?
One more. Let's do one more.
Oh, gosh. No more. No
why
more.
Why do some caps have a little spike in them?
I love cats. So that you can break the eventual nasty toothpaste out of the top because you never cap it nasty. And so it's to break through the layer of gunk.
You're so smart.
Yeah, that I know, Chrissy.
All right.
I know that one.
I'm out of all these things that have wonderful purposes.
That's actually not its purpose. It's because usually they've got like a little tin, like metal lid, so you can poke through that.
That's why. Love it.
You didn't even know, and you were the guy that knew.
Bring it back to the Bible. Let's do this.
Go. Every time for a season in its place of things, everything has a purpose. And for such a time as this, in the beginning, Ecclesiastes.
We all have a purpose, Steve-O. God created us, all of us, for a purpose, right?
Yeah, man.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll wrap up headlines. 585 Live, if you'd like to chime in. Ooh, the wooden spoon hack is iffy. My spoon started smoking and got a little burnt. Mine's never done that.
Oh, gosh.
Your spoon will quit smoking if you put it in a program or buy
it. Give it like
gum.
Nicorette. Yeah.
All right, we'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back.
We are back.
If you have a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphone, the company says turn it off, leave it off, even the replacements, because the batteries can overheat, catch fire, and explode.
Hillary Clinton is campaigning in Florida.
Hillary Clinton has long said that she won't raise taxes on the middle class, but she hasn't talked much about tax breaks for the middle class. That's what this proposal is all about. She wants to double the child tax credit for families with young children. She wants to make a larger share of it refundable, and she also wants to expand refundable tax relief for low-income workers who don't have children.
Days after Moscow blocked a UN Security Council resolution pushed by France to stop the civil warring in Syria, Russia's president is pulling out of a plan to visit Paris.
Boston University researchers say Coke and Pepsi have donated to 96 organizations aimed at fighting the obesity epidemic. But in the same four-year period, the companies also fought to defeat 29 public health bills aimed at reducing soda consumption. That suggests Coke and Pepsi will also dispute the latest guidance from the WHO that the best way to fight global obesity and diabetes is a tax on sugary drinks.
Debate number two comes after one. Both candidates having tons of fun. Sharing laughs, having great time. Then he arrived like a lightning strike. I'm Kenneth Bone and I'm here to say I've got a question for you today. Something about energy sustainability, stopping the jobs from going overseas. Oh, Kenneth Bone, he's the man. Sending them down to the big boss man. Kenneth Bone, he's the man. Kenneth Bone, he's the man. Kenneth Bone, he's the man. Gotta be down to the big boss man. Hungry for love, take him by the hand.
What steps will your energy policy take to meet our energy needs while at the same time remaining environmentally friendly and minimizing job loss for fossil power plant workers?
So powerful.
Here, I don't even know what that means.
Hero!
What?
Ken Bone for president.
No.
He's not running.
Ken Bone.
He's not running.
He said,
everybody at Eyes Odds running out of sweaters.
Oh, man, it's a sweet sweater, I tell you.
Sweet.
Really want one
it's
of them.
It's red. Very Christmassy.
Yep. That's definitely trending right now. Ken Bone. He is blowing up.
Blowing it up.
You just never know. One day you're just hanging out at a presidential debate, and the next thing you know it, hey, you're famous because of an outfit. After a wardrobe malfunction. Mm-hmm. which I have had that exact same thing happen to me before. I was just there. It's terrible. It's just you just gain a little weight, and then you think you can fit into those jeans, and then you finally get into them, and then you go to sit down, and they just
rip.
It's terrible.
Just split them.
He's a man. He's great.
Yeah.
It is 9:45.
High today of 78 degrees. Traffic. Hello, everyone. Time for traffic. Nothing to report. End of traffic.
Oh, man. Yeah. So glad.
So I'm going to get a Ken Bone t-shirt. Like with Ken Bone's face on it.
I love it. I'll get one, too.
Ken Bone stash.
Ken Bone
glasses. So it's a Halloween costume. That's the big one this year. All right, 585 Live. You can text into the show. Gosh, this show went by so quick. Make sure you hit the podcast. Steve-O and Teo shared a bunch of great stories about New York Comic Con. Some good times. Even if you're not a nerd like me, I'm not a nerd like these guys. And apparently, Steve-O and Teo are not nearly
not even close
nerdy as some of those other people at Comic Con.
No.
I mean, there's different levels of nerddom.
We went into the core.
Man. And it's very smelly there.
It's body odor central.
It is. It's a different world, that's for sure. So hit the podcast. It's up at iTunes or Google Play or Star88.fm.
The funniest costume I saw at Comic-Con, there was a guy dressed up as like Steve Irwin, like an like a zookeeper, a safari person. Uh-huh. And then there was, and he had a banana. And then there was a guy dressed up in a monkey suit with angel's wings, and he was Harambe.
Oh my gosh!
And so they would like the safari guy would like kneel down and offer the banana to the angelic Harambe.
Pretty amazing.
I took a picture of it. It's wonderful.
There were some pretty fantastic costumes that we saw there. Mm. People just being very witty. Speaking of witty, somebody on the live line, we were talking earlier about life hacks.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just chimed in and said, did you guys know that the little pull tab on a soda can was meant for you to turn around and use it to hold a straw in the can?
Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I had no idea. That could be false.
That
but
makes sense.
It seems real. I'm going with it.
You know what? I'm going to try that.
Like all things on the internet, I choose to believe it.
That's right. Amen. Yeah. Good grief. Let's do it. Let's dive on in. What's next?
All right. Before we jump into some more headlines here, let's talk about this preteen. Steve-O and I both have, well, Jack's almost a teenager. I have a 15-year-old.
4 days.
My daughter, she's going to be a teenager in March. Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, a little kid's love letter to a girl is going viral because there's a line where he says, quote, my heart felt like broken glass until I saw you.
Whoa.
And then I felt like I had every Pokemon ever. The note, which was originally uploaded to Reddit by the girl's uncle, who clearly loves embarrassing his niece. Here it is. Dear Abby, your eyes remind me of the evening sky. My heart felt like broken glass until I saw you. And then I felt like I had every Pokemon ever. I love how you okay Zelda, even when people think it's weird. If you liked me, it would be my first ever victory. That was the love note from a preteen. The young boy claimed that if Abby liked him back, it would be his first ever victory. Mm. The uncle explains that the boy in love had a little bit of help from the other girls in his class, so still, beautiful. I'm actually copying and pasting this. I'm just going to put Dear Leslie.
I love everything.
Your eyes remind me of the evening sky.
I'm just going to share that with her.
Okay.
No?
No, I think you dude.
Should. Also, Steve-O.
Yeah.
You have a confession to make.
Oh, what? You have a confession?
Play the Pokemon theme.
Oh. Hold on. Got to get to the page.
Hang on. Give it
don't say it yet.
Give it time.
Don't say it yet.
Pokemon! Oh!
Are we back?
Our boy realized that we were by the Hudson River. Come on. He said, wait a second. I'm just gonna look. I'm just gonna look. Uh-huh. I'm just gonna look to see.
I'm gonna look.
That Joker right there played Pokemon. Okay, so that afternoon where he's like, we were walking around, and I was at the Brooklyn Flea, uh-huh. My accent got so much thicker, you know,
oh, Brooklyn.
Yeah, Steve-O, I mean, Tao and Brandon, they went back and they watched Luke Cage, it was so lazy.
Oh.
The real reason he was walking around like mad crazy was Pokemon! He started playing it again!
Man!
And he drugged Claire all around the Hudson River, up and down. He's like, oh, there's a cool picture of a bridge, snap. All right, Pokemon!
Oh,
and then he's back looking for Pokemon again.
What the heck? You're in New York City. You're in Brooklyn!
Brooklyn!
To be fair, she was really into it.
Now, okay. Whatever!
Come Claire on, was man. Like, I want to know how this game works. And I was like, I'll show you.
I can show you the world.
No, man, it's no sleep till
shining, shimmering, splendid.
Until Charizard!
What was the one you got really, really excited about? There was one that popped up, and he's like, "Dude, I've never even seen this."
Were there some pretty exotic Pokemon in New York City?
Dude, yeah. I want to pretend like I'm being cool, right? I lost my mind. Caught a few Squirtle there over by the Manhattan Bridge. Mm. Caught a bunch of horses.
That's not all he caught, am I right?
Okay. Tentacool, you know, some
watch
like,
out for the bridge.
Different. I got a Ghastly.
Keep away from the
17 Poliwags, about 12 Psyducks. You know, I was just like going for it. You know, got, you know just a lot of Pokemon.
The Prime Minister of Norway was caught playing Pokemon Go during a debate in Parliament on Tuesday.
Well, there you go. See, guys? When
Okey-dokey-o.
In Rome, or Brooklyn, or anywhere, really.
Or Norway.
Because it's so good.
Okay. We have issues around here. We've talked about it many times on the show.
Talk to me.
Don and I grew up in the South, and we're both pretty neighborly. We make an effort to get to know our neighbors. When we first moved out here and we moved into our first apartment, Don made little gift bag things
for
everyone in our building.
I wish I had a neighbor.
She went and counted all of the apartments, and then she made like a, hey, we're in this apartment. If you ever need any help or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Man.
Yeah, dude.
And then we've kind of talked about how it's hard to get to know your neighbors because you don't know those people. The other day, Steve-O, like he was at home and then there was a SWAT situation at his neighbor's house.
That's actually real life.
Did we ever talk about that?
I don't even know if we talked about that on the radio.
I don't think we even talked about that.
Yeah. We start, the phone's like, and I look and Steve-O's like, dude, next door, it's going down.
I was texting Steve-O going, get on Facebook Live. I want to be there. I want to see what's happening.
Yeah. Well, it might be hard to get to know your neighbors, and this could be a little bit more of a reason for you to avoid them. Two neighbors met for the first time in Florida. And since it happened in Florida, you can expect it went a little haywire. It ended with a weed-eater attack.
Oh, perfect.
Yes!
What?
A guy named Dan Lorick was walking down the street a few weeks ago near his home in St. Petersburg, Florida, and one of his neighbors sped past him in his car, drove through a puddle, and splashed him with water.
Oh man.
It's on now.
Yeah.
The neighbor's name?
On.
Jeffrey Koshin. Dan says they never even met before. They both look like they're in their 50s. We're not sure how old they are. Then last Friday, he saw Jeffrey doing some yard work. So he stopped to tell him he was a jerk for the puddle incident. Jeffrey responded in kind by attacking him with a weed eater.
Oh, wait, my gosh. In kind? How is that like even close to
perfect?
The
okay. It's exactly the same thing.
Oh, man.
First, he started scratching up the side of Dan's truck with it. Then when Dan got out, he swung it at his face while it was running. Then he cut up his back and really went after his legs with the weed eater.
I don't understand.
Cue the weed eater sound. That's not the weed eater sound. Dan had to wrestle this joker to the ground, and another neighbor took the weed eater away. He ended up with 3 cuts on his back, 74 cuts on his legs.
Wow.
And some of them weren't that minor.
Yeah,
according to the cops, his legs were bleeding pretty severely when they got there. But apparently he didn't really need stitches or anything. He said he'd just gone through a lot of Neosporin and painkillers. Meanwhile, Jeffrey, the weed eater attacker, is facing charges for aggravated battery and criminal mischief.
Here's Dan talking about the attack.
Very painful. Like I said, tell everybody, a lot of Neosporin and Aleve. Now every time I hear a weed eater, I sort of get a cringe. Basically told me not a nice person in layman's terms for doing what he did to me, and he swore at me and gave me my truck with a weed eater. Got the whole side beat up and the window all scratched up right where my face, the back of my face, where one foot.
Poor guy. I mean,
how is this real life? I too have a similar neighbor story, and I don't understand it.
Did you get splashed with water?
No. I got a whiskey tango at some point.
Well, that, go for it.
Might as well. We're about ready to get out of here.
Listen, guys. Apparently, there's a theme of the day. We went to New York to find nice people, and there might be something wrong with that. A guy in Wisconsin is feeling the pain today by being a Minnesota Vikings fan. But not because his team is terrible, because somehow, some way, the Vikings are on a tear. Sam Bradford, and it's like, let's do this. 36-year-old dude named Dave. He's a Vikings fan, but he lives in an area of the world where maybe he shouldn't be. Specifically, Stoughton, Wisconsin. Packers country. The Packers' heated rival. The Vikings. Well, Dave's not a shy Vikings fan, because he has a giant inflatable Minnesota Vikings player on his front line.
Booyah.
Well, Sunday, 21-year-old dude named Jacob Justice saw said Viking and was like, not happening in my neighborhood. I don't know why he's from Massachusetts. Wisconsin. How do you do Wisconsin? I've been in Brooklyn for so long, I can't do Wisconsin.
Brooklyn.
Oh, don't you know? Look at that Viking over there. Is that how you do it?
Oh, I love cheese.
I love cheese in Wisconsin, and I hate the Vikings.
I think you got to put a little French into it.
Oh. Well,
oui.
Dude decided, not in my neighborhood, yo. And he jumped over with a box cutter.
That's
to take down, yes, to take down the Viking. Except Dave saw him and went outside to confront him, and that's when his neighbor turned the box cutter on Dave.
That's a stabbing.
There it is. Nicely timed.
He needed stitches on his forehead, under his eye. The Viking need a little duct tape. Jacob was arrested for reckless endangerment, criminal damage to property, and we actually have a clip of poor neighbor Dave.
Oh, Dave.
Here, I'm slicing this guy up, and come outside and, hey, what are you doing? Confront the guy, and he takes this razor knife or whatever he had in his hand, and
that's a stabbing.
Just go on the ground and start riffing around. He probably thought it was funny, and maybe his buddy thought it would be cool to come slice it up.
That man faces tentative charges of reckless endangerment and criminal damage to property.
I hope this kid gets what's coming to him. Luckily, I didn't have my concealed carry on me at the
time. Yeah, you were lucky. Yeah,
I was just trying to get my 15 minutes.
His head looks like Frankenstein.
Yeah, he has
stitches all over.
Thank God
his eye wasn't slashed, because it crosses over his eyebrow and onto his cheek. He seriously looks like something out of Frankenstein.
Damn, people take football seriously.
All right, I know we're out of show, but guys, let's bring it back around.
Oh, boy.
Good old Dawn.
Got 10 seconds.
She made things for all of her neighbors.
Boom.
She got to know them, and she was like, put myself out there because I'm a lovely neighbor.
We also gave them the wrong apartment just in case they were psychos.
We gotta be good neighbors. This is crazy. I don't want to live in this world, so let's make the world better.
We're gonna
make a change for once in our lives.
Get rid of your garage.
You start with the man in the mirror, as told by a famous theologian, Michel Gerson.
Oh no.
Yeah, he's French.
That was Steve-O.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Steve-O.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Hey, Dex, what are you doing?
Poking the bear.
Oh, now you poked the bear!
Well, listen, maybe you're a little waxed out on the weights, and you want to focus a little bit more on your cardio. I think I've got just the answer for you.
What do you got?
It's called high-intensity interval training with Coach Amy at Bear Canyon CrossFit. We're talking you can lose some body fat, you can gain some muscle, increase your cardio, increase endurance, abdominal strengthening, core training, total body workout. All of this put together could equal a total body transformation.
That's what I'm talking about. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, that sounds intimidating. Well, sure, it's a lot of work.
That's what it is.
But you should not be intimidated by this, because if I can do this, you can do this.
That's right. There's also nutritional programs available, and you could start training smarter, getting stronger, and working harder. It's all on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9:30 a.m. It's a $60 monthly membership or a $10 drop-in fee if you just want to pop in here and there.
Bear Canyon CrossFit, Eubank, and Osuna Northeast.
That's right. 505-293-2101. Come poke the bear with us.